Blog Talk Radio.
That's how we be on the trailer.
Bug you, nigga.
She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body, go girl. She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body. I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bug you, nigga.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bug you, nigga.
I like it when she wears sweatpants right across the ass, they pink. Smell like roses, the pussy don't stink. Chew double mint gum. She like to have fun. Tattoo on her back, earring in her tongue. We the real Bonnie and Clyde. Your girl aight, but your girl ain't live. Fly in the piece of paper, bang my name. Got the hardest chick in the game, wearing my ring. She look good in a thick green, but I wanna see her get
buggy naked.
I like it when she wear them tight jeans, but I'd rather see her get
buggy naked.
She got my name tattooed on her. Man, I seen it when she got
buggy naked.
I make her scream, I hit every corner. Cause I like it when she get
buggy naked.
I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bug you, nigga.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bug you, nigga.
She was sitting home alone.
Bug you,
sipping the Patron. And she in my camera phone.
Bug you, nigga.
She was dancing in the club.
Bug
you, she want that thug love. Now she in the bathtub.
Bug you, nigga.
Download the footage from the phone to the Mac and make a movie. A massive bedroom body. My shit come with a jacuzzi. He said it's easy, miss. Your lips is mad juicy. I said it's Mrs. and this is that pussy. And my birthday too. He write me down. Little boosty. And we both G's. Together we make Gucci. You sex texting. Triple cool group. Mini visual. My son had picture under Uchi. I'm the housewife. He took a hit on a coochie. I be on my job. And Remy Ma's on duty. He be calling me paper so people think he used me. No, I give him three holes like a piece of loose goose. I throw the booty, the foodie, and always ready. I'm just telling you, but Becky ain't got nothing on Remy. Dolly KY jelly, everything is already. Don't gotta take off my clothes, I'm bucket naked already.
I told her I'ma call her, got her on the camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bug you, naked.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her. Cause I just wanna see her.
Bug you, naked.
She was sitting home alone.
Bug you,
sipping the Patron. And she in my camera phone.
Bug you, naked.
She was dancing in the club.
Bug
she want that thug love, man. She in the bathtub.
Bug you, naked. Bug you. Bug you, naked. Bug you. Bug you, naked. Bug you, naked. Bug you, bug you, naked.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Y'all just heard that joint, Bucket Naked. I was running all around the place, crazy. But this is the job of CEO. You got to do what you got to do. We're running a little bit late, but we live in the building. We're going to have your girl, Elky, the Stallion, live in the building. And we also going to have your man, DJ Bedtime, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and go into some more music, and we're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online.
Lobby, be sure to be cool with neighbors. You can tell you're talking to hustlers. If they ask you where I'm sitting, I'm on top of the world. Like, fuck all the haters. I'm having a good time. H-O-D, man, when it was still all about the Benji's, hard knock life, 98, 99, always ahead of my time, when I was 8, I was 9, no storyline, cause y'all ain't been through shit, 8-4 corner pocket and hit him with the pool stick, call the booth the toilet, you know where I'm shitting, anybody ask, you know where I'm sitting on top of the world, like fuck all the haters, I'm having a good time.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Y'all heard it first. That was a little snippet of my man Biz, you know what I'm saying, and Chain right there, you know what I'm saying. And we back in the building on Lush Radio Online. We was running a little bit late, you know what I'm saying, because we running around in the city, you know what I'm saying, because Lush Radio Online doesn't just stay, you know what I'm saying, on the internet. We stay in the streets also. And definitely shout out to Ricky Rose. They street team is out there with the walk-in, you know, promotional banners and all that. It's crazy right now in the streets of New York. And shout out to Stahl and Dean and everything like that. I was out making a couple of crazy meetings. But like I said, we're going to have Elky the Stallion live in the building and DJ Bedtime. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the cats in New York just trying to stay cool in the heat. Let's go to the line and see if I got my co-host, the one and only Future Guru, live in the building. What up, Guru?
Guru is here, man. It's a crazy day. I just got done with my little side hustle so I can get me some side money. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to Lush Radio, M-E-2-K, T-D-I-N-Y-C, Lush Girls International. Y'all already know what it is, man. Just go check my Twitter. It's a bunch of shout-outs up there. The Follow Fridays popping. Shout out to Rudy Moose. Shout out to Slay Stone. And shout out to Slick Watts. You already know. Shout out to Stahl and Dean. They partners with Slick Watts, so we appreciate all the love. Appreciate everybody supporting. We're trying to take it to the next level. Get at me for the YouTube promo. It's on deck. Get at Lush. Get at Emma. Get at TDINYC. What more can I say? It's Lush Radio Online. LushRadioOnline.com. Future Guru 100 in the building. Irvington in the building. Sky High ENT. What up, Lazy K? What up, Murder Baby? You already know we here.
That's what it is.
Yep.
We live in the building, like I said, man. The Lush Radio girls, you know what I'm saying, is going out of this world. I mean, we got chicks rocking them on the streets. It's crazy. We had them pictures up for y'all, man. We all over the place. Lush Radio is just, like, going. We getting crazy investors, man. It's crazy right now. We about to do some real things, so y'all need to watch out, man. It's crazy. Like I said, we're going to have DJ Bedtime, y'all independent artists. We got some music from y'all. We're going to be playing it and let DJ Bedtime, you know, give us feedback. Like I said, Elky the Stallion is going to be on here in a few minutes. She's calling in from the Hollywood, California area. So, you know what I'm saying?
Listening.
Check out for that whole situation and stuff like that. Is the weather hot and crazy over there in Jersey right now, fam?
Yeah, we had a little rain period, cool off, you know. And, you know, I can't get into my Scorpio side, what I like to do in the rain, but I happen to be outside instead of inside. So, you know. Shout out to all the raindrops, you know. Shout out to, you know, people that got wet today. You already know, you know. It was raining. It got cooled off by the rain. Now we in humid mode. Y'all know humidity is. Go talk to your weatherman about humidity. You already know. It's humid around here.
Definitely.
Go check your barometers. I ain't playing with y'all.
Barometer check. Shout out to Sarah Connor out there, Sarah Connor. You know, she's part of Grind Time. They about to start Grind Time Radio, so shout out to her. Shout out to DeathsHipHop.com, Doggy Diamonds, DJ Blazita, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Ronan and all them out there in the New York area. We live in the building, like I said, you know what I'm saying? We giving you hot new music from independent artists and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I'll be leaving the New York area on Sunday, but I'll be right back on Tuesday. Shout out to all the Leos and Cancers out there, man. Shout out to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? God bless you on your born day. You know what I mean?
Yo, let's give a shout out to them Lush Girls International and them shirts that's off the chain right now. We going to have to find us a boutique, like I said, because the girls want the shirts. We need to put them shits in a boutique. If you know anybody that's got boutique power, like, you know, that they want to holler at Lush Radio to put the shirts in the boutique, you know, for the ladies, then, you know, you need to holler at Lush Radio Online about that boutique situation. You already know, because the girl's going to be looking good in them. Miss Carmel Ty, she got her shirt. She asked me about her shirt. And Jay Lewinsky, 88, all on deck for Lush Girls International, supporting the movement. Let's get that clear. They support the movement. That's what this is about. If you support my twin, Lush Radio Online, you supporting me. How about that? So hit Lush up for them shirts. It's really, really going down. And definitely check out the promo, the email blast, the 20th tweet. It's popping. Get your name up right now. Get your Twitter networking skills up. We'll show you how to do it. This is, you know, it's it's coming natural. It's coming too natural for y'all to ignore us right now. I know that much.
Definitely, definitely, man. And definitely, you know, shout out to Pastor Torch from Triple C's. Pastor Torch is going down this Monday, but I'll be out of town. This Monday is going down. Make sure that y'all check that whole situation out. Pastor Torch is going down. Independent
yeah.
artists is a showcase. Y'all need to be out there this Monday.
Come
Microphone
on.
Bully, Big Brother Biz is going to be hosting that joint. So check for that situation. Also, there's another event going down. It's going down. I think this Sunday. It's an event. It's going to be Camp Low. A couple other people, man, is going down. I'll get that information for y'all guys later. We'll broadcast that on Saturday show. Also, Emma on the Saturday show, which is E2K on the Spot, she has she has tickets going out to go see Cedric the Entertainer in August. And basically she's looking for independent artists or producers to come up with a jingle for her intro her radio show on Saturday. And whoever wins it basically gets two tickets to go see Cedric the Entertainer. You and your boo-boo can go to a show. So y'all need to just make sure y'all get y'all stuff together. It got to be hot tracks and everything. Submit that. You can send it to me, CEO Lush Radio Online at gmail.com, and I'll forward to her so we can get it popping. So if you're interested in getting some tickets, you know what I'm saying, just hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Right now. Also, we're about to go into some quick music, and we should have Elkie the Stallion calling in a few seconds, man. Right now, we're going to go ahead and go into Torch Taste Test, What You Say from Triple C's, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online.
Torch. Trap star since a teen. How you want to play it? I don't unwrap shit, I ain't got a way. I don't got beef, I ain't gotta spray it. I got 100 shooters, boy, I ain't gotta say it. Bitch, you know I won't head before I get to it. Money ain't a problem, little mama, let's do it. Hooker looking for a check, looking at my neck. What CCC mean? Top cook collect. I'm really in the hood, I'm really in the streets. I'm really that nigga who just trapping on beat. Good around my way, they know me in VA, they know me in PA, my next stop the A, what you say, shout it, let me visit, take that, I let you hit it, fresh off the pallet, uncut product, only one rule, bust it open, bitch, you bought it, what you say, shout it, what you say, 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 taste test, let me visit, I let you hit it, shout it, now what you say, you got my cage, can't feel your face, I'm on the way, I'm on my shit, I'm on my grind, you want that yay, money on my mind, I don't front nothing, cash on delivery, cash on my enemies, smoke like a chimney, I'm the chief, I'm the man, I'm the one they try and hide, try me, fuck nigga, if you try and die, 645, I bought that for my bitch, drop top, make back, order cause I'm rich. Stealing the checks like I need money. Made back music, high clean money. If you can count it, you ain't seen money. Head boss, I'm the realest that you seen money. I'm good around my way. They know me in GA. Next stop, LA. What you say, shout it. Let me visit. Take that. I let you hit it. Fresh off the pallet. Uncut product. Only one rule, bust it open, bitch, you bought it. What you say, shout it. What you say, 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 what you say. Taste test, let me visit, I let you hit it, shout it.
That's what it is, we're right back on Lush Radio Online. Elkie should be calling in later on. She had to push something back, but she'll be on later on tonight, like I said. We got some new music for some artists and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, that we're going to be playing on the show. And also, y'all seen that new Nicki Minaj video, you know what I'm saying, Your Love, you know, the original version, you know what I'm saying, was you know, it was back in the day. It was a hot original version. I got it on my Facebook and stuff. You know, y'all can check it out on my Facebook. I got the original version of Your Love. You know, she got my karate dude on there, the dude that, you know what I'm saying, he played on Black Diamond. He played on Spawn and stuff. He's on there. He's supposed to be the love interest on there. And she doing her little, you know, martial arts. It was kind of like dramatic a little bit. But I want to get what y'all people thought about the video, you know, her world premiere of the video. Calling at 347-826-7722. Did you get a chance to check it out, Guru? What you thought about the video?
Look for it on your Facebook, though. I mean, you know.
You didn't get to see
Nicki
it
yet? Nicki Minaj. No, I didn't get to see it. Yeah, I'm not really, you know, I'll be on my shit right now. You know, Nicki need to holler at me if she wants me to see her video. But I'm going to holler at Nicki, I guess. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think I'm going to check it out. You know, I'm going to check it out on your Facebook. You know, so, you know, all those in favor say aye. Because, you know, Lush already got it up there. So go check it out right there on Facebook. While you at it, make a new friend. Yeah, Lush. Yeah, Lush.
Make sure you give everybody your Twitter again, Google, and everything like that. Put your Twitter out there for the people so they can know and everything like that, and your email and stuff if they want to get in contact with you with promo and stuff like that, Guru.
Yeah, I got a big, big network, you know, and it's official. You know, I don't play no games, so, you know, you can hit me on my Gmail first and foremost if you got music to submit to me. I could break you in. I'll bring you in. FutureGuru100@gmail.com. FutureGuru100@gmail.com. And my Twitter is @FutureGuru100. Same thing. FutureGuru100. And, you know, I definitely got @MixtapeMP3Promo. I'm not spelling that. And, you know, we definitely on deck with RT Squad. I'm not spelling that. And we definitely on Girls with Lush Girls International. Lush Girls, I-N-T-L. I know y'all can spell. You know, we over here doing it well, man. We're going to do it to the early morning. And then we're not going to sleep. We just going to do it over again. I don't know if y'all listening, but you better pay attention to this YouTube promotion. It's really serious.
YouTube promotion is crazy right now. Like, I mean, y'all need to get y'all YouTube numbers up. Y'all need to definitely holler at Guru. He is the head of our promo on Lush Radio Online. I definitely got to send a big shout-out, big, big shout-out to ElitePrint.com, ElitePrint.com for our Lush Radio T-shirts. If you need any custom shirts, log on to www.ElitePrint@gmail.com. Make sure you check them out. Also, on top of that, I want to send a whole heart welcome and thank you to Team Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, studios from the Bronx, man. Them cats show us mad crazy love, you know what I'm saying, each and every Saturday when we broadcast live and you stream out there in the Bronx, you know what I'm saying. Y'all guys need, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, studio mastering and all that. Make sure you follow them at Team ENT1 on Twitter. Get at them, you know what I'm saying? They'll definitely network with you and everything. So get at them, you know what I'm saying, and talk to them, and let's do some things, man. They definitely official sponsors of Lush Radio Online, and that actually is one of Lush Radio home, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. And we will be playing some new music from them out in the area. We're going to be playing some new music on the Hot or Not when DJ Bedtime comes through, and we want to get his feedback on how he feels about the new music and stuff. Independent artists, if you do have time, if you want to, you can send it to CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com if you want to get your stuff heard by DJ Bedtime tonight on Lush Radio Online. He'll be live, and if you don't know, DJ Bedtime is the official DJ for Remy Ma. Shout out to Remy Ma, Free Remy Ma. You already know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Also, Freeway Ricky Ross. You know what I'm saying? The original Rick Ross is suing Rick Ross, you know, over his name. He like, son, you know what I'm saying? You took, you know what I'm saying, my name for all these years. You made money off of it and everything. Now I want the residuals. Can I get some bread off of it?
Oh, oh, you know what I'm saying?
My man's like, You know, now you already know that they already done had meetings where they had to free Ray Ricky Ross. He talked about his story. He wrote a book and everything like that. So my main man said, yo, my man, my G, can I get my bread real quick? What's good? So my man is getting sued. You know what I mean? So if you notice on the Twitter, you notice that now Rick Ross is calling his name Ricky Rose. So he changed his name instead of Rick Ross to Ricky Rose. So my man Ricky, Freeway Ricky Ross wants his money. So he's getting sued. So if you didn't know that, he is getting sued. That's why he changed his name. If you were wondering who the hell was Rose, that's Rick Ross, formerly known as Rick Ross, is now Ricky Rose due to the fact he's getting sued for illegally using somebody else's name. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you know what I'm saying? That's why, like I said, man, some of, you know what I'm saying, shout out to Rick Ross. One thing, he is an excellent talent, but you know what I'm saying? When you use other people's names, you got to make sure that, that's why we always talk about get your business together, man. You got to make sure that your copyrights is together with names and stuff. Like 50 Cent, right? You know, the record label owns 50 Cent's name. You understand what I'm saying? That's why he can't come out with This Is, that's why he had to come out with This Is 50, because he doesn't own the rights to 50cent.com. You know what I'm saying? The record label does. So make sure you be on point. Whether it's whatever company you're going to come out with, you go in with partners and stuff, make sure your stuff is legal, man, because anybody can snatch up your name. You can tell me your name today, and I can go copyright it. And it's yours no more. You know what I mean? Get your business together, man. I feel sorry for him, you know what I'm saying, having to get, you know, sued and everything like that. But, hey, I was just saying, like, you know what I'm saying, if you was going to use the man's name, had the dude do some cameos or something on a video or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Taught the dude a little bit of bread. But, you know what I'm saying, my man Ricky Ross said, fuck that nigga. Get the fuck out of here. Now he getting sued, man. But, you know, shout out to the whole Maybach Music, because I definitely love them, man. You know what I'm saying? They show mad love to Lush Radio Online. And shout out to you know, Mass Pike Miles, you know what I'm saying, Young Dice, you know what I'm saying, Gunplay, all of them. You know what I'm saying? They said the release party for, you know, the Teflon Don, you know what I'm saying, was popping. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was a big turnout. Right now, they got the streets of New York on fire right now. They got the people with the walking billboards and stuff all around the streets of New York right now, promoting this joint, you know what I'm saying, trying to get them numbers up, you know what I mean? I mean, I done heard reviews about it. I didn't listen to it personally myself, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, you know what I'm saying? But I think he should have had more songs on it. They said it's like almost like 11 songs on the joint. I don't know where they do that at. On an album? You can only do 11 songs? I don't know. Maybe it was a teaser. I guess, well, you know, you Ricky Ross, and you teamed up with Puffy, so you could do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It is what it is. But, you know, if you have any comments or what y'all thought about Rick Ross's new album, call in right now at 347-826-7722. We're going to play some new music. You know what I'm saying, for some independent artists later on our Hot or Not segment when we get to that. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my Twitter fans. Make sure you get your follows up. I need y'all cast to follow Team ENT1. Make sure you follow Inglewood Diva, Future Ghoul 100, K-Star Beauty. Shout out to Pound Team Lush, Hits by ZUK. Shout out to that WizKid, Never Too Mind Tats, Ebonisha, also Chocolate Misses, Caramel Ty, DJ Cats, Triple X, Lethal Lips, everybody on the Twitter check in, man. Make sure Microphone Bully, check them out from 6 to 9 o'clock. Also, I got another thing, man. I got to throw my hands up and give a unanimous clap to my man M&M, yo. I don't know if y'all cats listen to his new shit, but my man M came back with a freaking vengeance. This is a clap for M&M, yo. M&M came back with a vengeance. I know a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, we was looking at M, we like, yo, M, what are you doing? You know, at that time, he was on drugs. He was doing what he had to do. He was stressed out. My man came back, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, he came back with a vengeance. This new album, he's touching on a lot of personal issues that he dealt with in his life. And I think a lot of us can relate to it right now. And, you know what I'm saying? This is the old M. This is the M that we've been missing. And I'm proud of this dude. He's back. And it's true Eminem, and this is what I'm talking about. That's real hip-hop right there. So shout out to Eminem. Keep doing what you do. M, holla at us. We need you on Lush Radio. What's popping? You know what I'm saying? But Elkie's going to be on the show later on. You know what I'm saying? She's taking care of some a quick meeting.
Oh, by the way, I got some info for you.
What?
I got some info for you. I did a moving job. Y'all know I got a moving company out here in Jersey. And, you know, it's a small world. The person I happen to be helping, her brother, does a lot of work for Big Daddy Kane. So The cat is out the bag. Lush Radio Online might as well know. You're going to hear it right here first while we live. I'm going to be setting up something so Big Daddy Kane could come to Lush Radio Online and give
word.
Us a little interview. Yeah.
Word.
And, you know, things is really popping for him. You know, he out there in North Carolina getting it in. But for the most part, he comes back to NY on the regular. He's putting some shows together with some big names. I don't want to mention, you know, all of that. But I'm just going to mention Big Daddy Kane, the legend, the man. Yeah, my man does some work. My man's Quaze, he does some work for Big Daddy Kane. Holding him down in NY. See, you know, that's some real G shit. Like, how can your man, Big Daddy Kane, you know, he come back and forth to NY, but he got his homie that could watch over his mom and take care of his business, man. His mom's still in NY. Yo, that's a good look right there. That's who I'm linking up with. It's a small world. We do it online. We do it in the streets. I only would have got that connect only from being in the streets because I run my own business in the street. So y'all know what it is. I'm here. I ain't going nowhere. I'm trying to network no matter where I'm at. So get it together. Big Daddy Kane, I'm trying to put it together ASAP. And Lush will be the first to know this date. Yeah. Y'all heard it first. I'm connected with Big Daddy Kane on the real right now here on Lush Radio Online. He's coming to the show. Trust me.
I can't wait to get that on because that's definitely going to be an honor. Because y'all know we done had old school cast from Curtis Blow.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The Kid Capri, the Busy Bee, Sub Rock. You know how we roll on Lush Radio.
Tell them to stay tuned. Please tell them to stay tuned, Lush.
Stay tuned, man, because we turned all the way up. Also, quick announcement. For y'all cast that's trying to look for something to get into in August, August 8th to the 11th, it's going down at Atlanta Hotel downtown. OG Crazy Eddie, owner of IDJ Radio, IDJ Radio Awards, it's going down. They're going to have the award show. They're going to have a Grammy Award-winning people live in the building. Billboard Music Award winners in there. It's going to be crazy. They're going to have DJ Red Alert. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have Judge Hathard in the building. They're going to have a women's empowerment movement out there going on. They're going to have Greg Street out there. They're going to have Mike Jones out there. You Gotti. Ricky Smiley, Nicki Minaj, Drake. It's going to be a lot of different Trey Songz, bigger ranking. It's going to be a big movement. Kid Capri's going to be there, DJ Jazzy Jeff, DJ Red Alert, African Bambaataa, and Busy B supposed to be out there also. So it's going to be a big movement. So, I mean, if you're interested in trying to get into it, if you're trying to figure out, you know, how to get in contact with somebody to get media passes, if you're media, or if you're trying to get your artists in there to go over there and network, it will be a big networking move if you're available around that time. All you need to do is email Frazier at idjtrade.com. It's Frazier at idjtrade.com. Or you can call Pete Frazier at 404 895-2720 and tell them you heard it first on Lush Radio Online. Also, August 27th to the 29th, it's going down. Coast to Coast DJs is having their convention. They're going to have people from Hot 97 and all over. It's going down to Miami. You want more information, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com if you would like to have sponsorship in that situation. There's so many things going down this summer, man. Pass the Torch is going down this Monday. So, like I said, it's a whole bunch of different things. Oh, I'm also going to be the East Coast rep for Making It Magazine. It's a big magazine out in the ATL, but they got, like, distribution all over the place. Also, watch out for September. Lush Radio is going to be doing their own showcase. We're going to have Kevin Shine live in the building. It's crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things going down. Watch for it. So I'm going to go ahead and go into some more music, and you'll be right back with my boy, Future Guru 100 and your girl, Lushy Lush. Shout out to Team ENT, TDI, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go to some more music. And we got a lot of new artists out here in the game, man, that's doing some real big things. And I'm about to play this new Kanye West joint, you know what I'm saying? I actually like this joint, man. Kanye done came back from, you know what I'm saying, his little hibernation after, you know, jumping out on the stage and stuff and talking about, yo, you know what I'm saying, Beyonce needs to get that joint. Word? Oh,
yo, you know what's funny? I was downtown North today and I seen his shirt.
Yeah, go ahead, son.
I seen his shirt with Kanye. Somebody did an artist shirt, and on the top of the shirt it said, "Give me that." And it's a picture underneath they drew of Kanye and the girl, what's her name, Taylor?
Taylor Swift.
And he's taking the mic from her, but on top of it said, "Give me that." You know, that's kind of bold, but I got to respect the artist that made the shirt. Like, he probably going to make some sales because it's in one of the hot stores that's downtown North. Like, get y'all hustle up, man. If y'all do shirts, if y'all making and creating, you need to go holler at some of these shops, man, to get y'all work in there, man. Like, be a hustler, man. Like,
yeah.
Dude just made a shirt up off Kanye snatching the mic from Taylor Swift, like, real life. Like, he brought it to life, man. It's the artist rendering was, like, superb, like. So,
that's what it is. Yeah, so, like,
yeah,
I said, man,
give me that.
Give me that, yo. You know what I'm saying? You want to snatch something for somebody? Give me that. You know what I'm saying? Kanye move, man. Shout out to DJ Bedtime. He's going to be live with us in a few seconds. We're going to go to this new Kanye joint. Yeah, let's go. Let's radio. We got it.
Yo.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rollin', huh? Motherfucker, we rollin', with some light skin girls and some Kelly rollin'. And it's white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, boo world, I see you in the morning, huh? I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off. Responsibilities that they entrusted me.
as I look down at my diamond encrusted piece. Thinking no one man to have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the powder. Till then, fuck that, the world's ours. Translation with a whole fucking nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, goddammit, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip, who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving, I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving, what a bad bitch.
Yo, this is AG, one half of Showbiz and AG, digging in the crates, and you're listening to Lush Radio Online. Everything's buried.
That's what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building. And you already know what it is, man. Like I told y'all before, like I said, we're going to have Elky the Stallion live in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have the world famous, the one and only, you know what I'm saying, DJ Bedtime, you know what I'm saying, that always rocks the party. World famous, Remy Ma's official DJ. I'm talking about he breaks independent artists. This dude's be on the wheels and steels, rocking all clubs in New York. Crazy right now. He's going to be live in the building with us. Independent artists calling at 347-826-7722. We're going to be talking with him live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What up, DJ Bedtime? What's cracking?
What's popular, Lushy? Lush, what's good with you, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. I got to show you some Lush Radio love.
Oh, yeah, I definitely appreciate that kind of hate, man. Definitely so. That was a crazy intro you gave me right there. Yeah, me feeling real special, man. Word
you
up.
Are special, DJ Bedtime. Come on now.
What's the good word, though? What up? What up?
Ain't nothing much. You got any shout-outs before we get into the interview, fam?
Oh, yeah. Shout-out to everybody checking out Lush Radio right now. You know what I mean? Shout-out to you and your whole staff for extending the invite to the kid. I definitely appreciate that kind of heat. You know what I mean? Word.
That's what it is. We truly appreciate you. It's an honor, actually, to have you on the show with us tonight.
That's what's up, man. Whatever y'all need, the kid, I'm here, man. I actually was trying to come to y'all set so I could come up there and really spread the hate with y'all. You know what I mean? Word up.
We're gonna schedule that for another Saturday when we do stream and live stream on Saturday, and we're going to bring you back on. This ain't the last time, Bedtime. Come on now. You family
well,
now. It's a wrap.
That's what's up, man. That's what I'm talking about. Word.
That's what's up. So, DJ Bedtime, tell me, you know what I'm saying, what, you know, inspired you to get into, you know, the music industry. You know what I'm saying? Some people come in as breakdancers, rappers, and stuff like that. But some people start off as DJ. Did you originally start off being a DJ?
Nah, you know, it's crazy. I started off rapping, man. You know, it always been Bedtime. Well, Bedtime 357. It always been that, but I started off rapping, and my brother, Chuck Massacre, he the one that really inspired me or kind of, like, forced me into the whole DJing thing. He was DJing, and I was just setting up his shows. But as we started getting more on the professional side of things, we started having people sign contracts, and we were accepting deposits as an actual business. So when his regular job started demanding more of him, and he couldn't make it to these gigs on time, somebody had to be there because we signed contracts with them. So I had to go set off the party until he got there. And one thing led to the next. The workload got too much, and I just made time to do both. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So here we are today, man.
Yo, and you definitely a problem, DJ Bedtime. The streets love you, man.
I definitely appreciate that, man. Word. Definitely appreciate that.
That's what's up. And, You know, the other thing I wanted to ask you, DJ Bedtime, you know what I'm saying? You know, can you put your Twitter and your Twitter out there, or websites and everything like that, that you kind of promoting at this second for the people, you know what I'm saying, that can check it out?
Oh, for sure. Y'all can hit me up on Twitter. That is me answering my Twitter for about a year and a half. It wasn't me. And it was like three different Twitters floating around, but I am responding back to the Twitter myself. It's DJ Bedtime 357. That's Bedtime with a Y, and the number's 357 at the end of it, all one word. Websites, y'all know y'all could check Facebook. Everything is DJ Bedtime 357, Reverb Nation. Through my sponsor websites, meaning the companies that sponsor me, y'all can check out JaegerMusic.com. Y'all can check out StrapCondoms.com, 1.fm, and where else I'm available at right now. That's pretty much about it for the most part, the direct connects. Or MySpace is still popular too on my end. It's just that I haven't checked them in a minute, but I do go there like once a month and check it out. So y'all can hit me up on MySpace, DJ Bedtime 357 also.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And, I mean, I had questions for you, but, you know, when you started mentioning them condoms and stuff, I want to know about that.
The
you
condoms
know, what's
is
going on with the condom, Joe? I know you telling people to practice safe sex, but tell me the whole theory behind that whole situation.
Oh, yeah, the practice of safe sex thing is a definite, you know, priority, especially in I don't want to say my world, but in our world, the world that all of us are living in present day, man, because that epidemic is such a irritation mentally and physically to all of our people, and I'm not just singling out Black, African American, so forth and so on, meaning every race out there. So I found the real creative way of making the use or the carrying of condoms real acceptable to both male and females. So I've been putting out this Definition of Sex mixtape series for quite some time now, and as time progressed, I linked up with Strap Condoms, so we would introduce my mixtape package with a condom inside of it already.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because studies have shown that I've noticed, especially once I started working with Strap Condoms, studies have shown and focus groups have shown that women especially do not like to be handed a condom in public. They have problems buying condoms. They have problems being seen with it in their purse, so forth and so on, for whatever reason. So with us packaging it with the CD, it's kind of made it a cute package, like a gift, you know what I mean? And instead of being embarrassed or ashamed of it, it's something cute. So I walk in hair salons and pass out these CDs, and women go crazy over it. Your name is Bedtime. You handing me a mixtape, R&B mixtape with a condom in it. Yo, that's just popping. You know what I mean? So shout out to Strap Condoms. I'm actually sponsored and working with the Strap for Life Foundation, which is a division of the whole Strap Condoms company. And Strap Condoms is owned and operated by Jay Prince, who's also the owner of Rap-A-Lot Records. So shout out and salute the whole Rap-A-Lot Records side, Texas. What up? You know what I mean?
That's what, and is that kind of like your form of giving back too? You know what I'm saying, with the safe sex thing?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I'm running under that moniker that DJ Bedtime is dedicated to music and safe sex, not underage drinking. Because not only am I sponsored by the condom division, but I'm also sponsored by the number one shot drink in the world, which is Jägermeister. So once you mix the drinking and you mix the sex and the music, you have no choice but to think about Bedtime. But yeah, that was my way of giving back to the community and to the unknowing out there, man. I'm one of the few mixtape DJs that put out CDs and don't try to make a profit off of them financially. So I'll cook up about maybe 1,000 to 5,000 mixtapes and just hand them out in different communities all over the place due to the fact that they come packaged with that condom already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Especially the fellas. Y'all fellas need to strap up, man, because some of y'all out here is off the chain right now, for real.
It's not just fellas, though, man. Because
and the ladies, too.
It's nothing wrong with meeting a female, and she's already coming with the condom with her, you know what I mean? Like, oh, snap. Think of how many times, well, you might not be aware of it, personally, but I'm quite sure you've heard stories. Imagine how many times things popped off in the club where sexual advances have been made and you have the opportunity to handle your business in the club. You know what I'm saying? And
that's our body really, right there.
It happens, and that's the reality of it. We're in the entertainment world. You know what I mean? So with situations like that arising, there's nothing wrong with a female having a condom on her. There's nothing wrong with the male having a condom on him. But 9 times out of 10, the general public would expect the male to already be carrying it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So there you go. That's the whole story behind that Strap for Life Foundation. Please, all of the listeners out there, and even you, Lush, log on to strapcondoms.com and check out the informative information about the spread and transfer of STDs and AIDS, and more importantly, how not to do so, man. Word.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing, because we have a women's foundation, and we also try to talk to the young girls out there, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, protecting themselves, you know. Some of them are very, you know what I'm saying, sexually active. So, you know, we try to, you know, advise them on different precautions to basically protect themselves. So definitely, you know, we would like to bring you on when we talk about, you know, safe sex on our Thursday show. Definitely would like you to come on and talk about that situation. Let's make it happen, man. The next question, before I open up the lines, because the lines are blowing up, so I'm going to let these people, you know, come in a few seconds. The next thing I want to ask you is, how did you link up with Remy? And y'all just, you know, created this whole fusion.
Yo, I'm not calling you, yo, I'm just saying yo in general. But before I even go into answering that question about Remy Ma, could I just say this real quick? Because this past Tuesday, Teflon Don dropped in stores. So if you haven't gone and got your copy, please go out and support the boss, Rick Ross. I do rep that whole Maybach Music Group specialist entertainment side of things. So please go out there and pick up 2 or 3 copies of that Teflon Don album. It's a classic. And don't cheat yourself by not going to buy it, man. Word. Now, to answer your question about Remy, she and I linked up courtesy of both our management companies. My manager and her manager collaborated on putting together a showcase sometime in February of 2006. And Remy, Papoose, and Jay Mills were the featured performers. It was also in collaboration with Smack DVD at the time. That was when he was just signing his record deal. So Remy was performing, and I was the DJ for that night. After the show, her manager and I had some choice words about Remy not having a DJ. And maybe a week or two later, while I was touring overseas in Europe with the hip-hop icon CL Smooth, Remy's team made the call and asked me to come sit down for a meeting once I returned to the U.S. And then 2 months after that, after she and I had been doing a couple of shows, she sent word for me to send in my Social Security number and driver's license so her accountant could start paying me, and the paperwork was done. And it's been history ever since, man.
That's what's up. And I mean, besides you guys being really, like, you know, working partners, I know you guys are, like, really, you know, close, like, you know what I'm saying, on a friendship, like, family level type thing too.
Oh yeah, that's my big little sister. And I say big little sister because, you know, Remy is not a little person at all, but
mm-hmm.
she's younger than me, you know what I'm saying? So I refer to her as my big little sister. And she's probably the more genuine individuals that you could ever meet in your life, man. So props to the Queen NY, Remy Ma, and my brother-in-law, Papoose, man. Word.
That's what it is. And, we see a lot of loyalty when it comes to, you know, you and Remy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of loyalty when it comes to you and Remy. How hard was it for you, you know, as being her official DJ, when she had a situation with, you know, being incarcerated?
It was more annoying than anything, because the whole situation that led to her incarceration could have been avoided. But sometimes things take place that you don't necessarily have mental control over at the moment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't come to the realization until after. I myself wasn't present the night that whatever did take place, so I don't know the full story on it,
mm-hmm.
but from what I hear is that whatever happened. To me personally, it was more of a nuisance than anything, and we can't go back and change that. So now we're just dealing with the present and in the process of trying to bring the Queen NY home so she could finish tearing the frame out of the music business, man.
Yeah, a lot of people are just like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, no disrespect to Nicki Minaj or nothing like that. You know, she do what she do. But mm-hmm. a lot of people, they want Remy to come home. They ready for, you know, the Queen to rip the game back, you know, rip a new butthole into the game again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The game is like become really sour right now. We need the females in the game for real. You know what I'm saying?
To be honest with you, man, the whole female artist side of things has been kind of down for years, man. You know, now it's just more noticeable because you have the likes of one Remy Ma incarcerated. You have Foxy Brown going through whatever she's going through.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Nicki Minaj dominating right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicki's an incredible artist. Foxy's an incredible artist. Lil' Kim, you have the likes of Quintessence.
Quintessence is a monster.
You got the likes of Mala Reigns, Katana Blade, Nina B. Who else is some of the Lola Monroe, Jackie O. You have all of these female, and even my homegirl Real. You have all of these female MCs that are actually in the game and doing what they're supposed to do as artists, but they don't have that platform where it could be as noticeable as one Nicki Minaj. So, you know, props to all of them doing their numbers, man. And like I said, it's only more noticeable now that there isn't an abundance of female artists doing their thing. That's because Nicki is at the top right now, and there's really nobody else out there with the power or the backing to compete with her.
So you think the females right now are just missing the backing? If they had the backing right now, then they would be on the level of Nicki at this moment in time.
No. No, I don't believe that. No, I don't.
Then what is it then, DJ Bedtime? What is it?
Me personally, because you're asking my opinion right now, I think it has to do with the individual, man.
Okay.
It has to do with the individual. You got to either go with the punches, roll with the punches, or sit back and watch from the sideline. Nicki Minaj saw opportunity. She rolled with the punches. She allowed could I curse? Am I allowed to curse on your show?
Yeah, you can go ahead, baby.
Okay.
We got to get the fuck out of here Fridays. You're going to be going in on that one, too.
She allowed the bullshit to bounce off of her. You see what I'm saying? She heard the negativity. She saw it in the physical form whenever she was out and about, and she allowed the bullshit to bounce off her. She rolled with the punches, and she's where she is now. You see what I'm saying? So most of these females aren't willing. And when I say they aren't willing, I don't mean it just in a sexual demeanor where you got to lay down on your back and let whoever do what they want to do to you so you can be successful. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you got to learn to conform a little bit more than what you're used to in order to get yourself to where you want to be, especially in the music business, man. Word.
Wow.
So you can have all the backing in the world. That ain't going to make you a hot rapper. That ain't going to make people accept you. So I hope I answered your question.
Yo, that was real right there, DJ Bedtime. And if you're just joining us right now, we got the world famous DJ Bedtime live in the building. We're going to open up the lines, you know what I'm saying, before I go into this Bucket Naked featuring Remy Ma in a few. You know what I'm saying? Which I think Remy just ripped the shit out of this joint. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring the callers in so they can ask DJ Bedtime a question. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to also play some independent music and see what DJ Bedtime thinks about that. Make sure you make your questions quick because the lines are blowing up. And we're also going to have Elky the Stallion. You know, she was featured on Outkast videos and she was on LA Inc. And her booty is ridiculous. She's going to be live in the building with us.
Oh, yeah. See, we need to set up an in-studio with the both of us then. Ridiculous booties are good. Word. That's the kind of hate I need in my life. Elky, what's popular, lady? How are you?
She's going to be calling in a few with us. Guru, my co-host out of the New Jersey area, 908-202. You're live in the building with DJ Bedtime. You got a question with DJ Bedtime?
Yeah, I definitely do, man. I'm enjoying the interview, DJ Bedtime. I'm definitely going to support you and let them know that we had you on. You know, we archive our shows, so for the most part, we're going to support you. But I really want to get back to the service that you're doing with the condom and the CDs, man. I think that's clever. I think that, like, it's a real marketing tool, and I applaud you for getting involved. You know, I'm from a background where my mother was executive with Planned Parenthood at one time, so
okay.
I could definitely respect the grind. I could definitely respect how you bringing it back to the youth, because if you think about it, the mixtapes and CDs that you handing out on the regular, you know what, it is geared for the youth and above. Like you could really say you starting from the 15 to the teenagers on up to make them aware that it's okay for females to have the condom. So I just really want to support the movement with the CDs. And, you know, Lush is in D.C. and I'm in Jersey. And if y'all could set aside copies, we both got street teams. I could actually put it down in Jersey for you. We can link
okay.
up with the information, get it to Lush. And you can ship how many units you want, man, with those condoms, man, so we can get something going and spread it out in Jersey. You know, I'm a Jersey cat, but I rep Brooklyn hard. I rep NY hard, man. And I definitely want to support that, man.
I got a lot of people out in Jersey, man. You know, I'm out there quite often doing what I do.
Okay.
So big up to the whole Jersey. Yeah.
I'm out in Irvington, dog. And we can make the connection. Drop them off to me. And I know they promo use, man, but we can make a movement out of this, man. This is really hot. Like, this is like an interview I really enjoy just because we bring in awareness. It's not just about what you're doing, like, for yourself, man. It's what you opening lines of communication for people to be aware that it's cool for ladies to have the condoms. I mean, you know, at one point it's going to be sexy. You know, I heard you say get it in the club. Hey, it's all right to get it in the club. If that's what they feel like doing, a lot of them condoms is there. Put the condoms
exactly,
on, get it in
man.
The club. You know the lights
exactly.
is out. You see y'all.
Yeah. It's crazy that you mentioned giving back to the youth, because what I've been doing just to make sure I keep a balance of both age group, or let's say brackets of different age groups, like the younger and the older, let's split them up into those two categories. I've been using artists that captivate the eyes or the ears of the younger audience, and then using artists that captivate the older audiences also. So my most recent one, the past three joints that I just dropped, was Trey Songz and Pleasure P, which was called Pleasure Songz, you know what I mean? And it features some of the better music of Trey Songz and Pleasure P. And then I went and released a joint called TGIF, which is Throwback Goody Flavor, with all of that music that your moms and pops will rock to. You know what I mean?
The Pleasure P dude is MC Hammer artist, right? Yeah, he getting it in on his Twitter, I think. Is that the same guy?
Nah, that's dude from Pretty Ricky.
Oh, okay.
Pleasure P is from Pretty Ricky.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But, yo, that's a good look. I want to support that. However many units you can spare, set them aside for Lush Radio and Future Guru 100. You can box them. We got address. We got P.O. Box. Whatever you need, you can ship them. And we can take care of it. We can get email addresses as we hand them out, man. We got a network here with this one, man. It's kind of hot that you're doing that. And we want to support
that,
man.
No doubt, man. We'll definitely keep in touch, man. All right.
I think I just heard from consultants from Elkie. I think she's trying to call in. She said she got 10 minutes with us because she got to run around, you know what I'm saying, you know, with her delectable booty and everything. You know, she'll be calling in a few, you know what I'm saying, with us. I'm going to open up the line. We got another call. I think we got my boy Bugsy from Boston. Boston, what up, Bugsy? You live with DJ Bedtime. What's poppin'?
What's goody, Lush? Goody Guru. What's goody, Bedtime? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the listeners.
What's going on, homie? What's poppin'? How you?
I'm good, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm digging your whole marketing scheme, fam. You got the whole package, man, with the sponsors and everything, man. If y'all ain't into it, man, like, you know, you got the music for the Get They Grown Folks on, got the title already smashed, get your little drink on it. Like Google said, man, that safe sex thing is real good. Hard body, man, you promote. But, like, I give it to you, fam. You got the whole package, man. You know what I mean? It's not just the name, and it's not just you got, like, the whole aspect covered. You know what I'm saying? So shout outs to that, man. If y'all ain't listening, man, that man's definitely on his shit.
Greatly appreciate that, man. Greatly appreciate that. Make sure you log on to strapcondoms.com and check it out. You know what I mean? They got a new condom coming out called Blue Magic. That's a play off of the whole what was that movie with that my man Jay-Z and them? Not Jay-Z. Damn, I can't remember the name of the movie where the drug was actually called Blue Magic in the movie with Denzel.
Are you talking about that American Gangster joint?
American Gangster, yeah. They got a new condom coming out called Blue Magic. So y'all might want to check for that. I'm telling you, ladies and men, it's bananas. Strap condoms already has one of the best proven products in the game. No disrespect to the competition, but this one happens to be highly more lubricated, and it doesn't dry out as fast, and it's more durable without it being rough. You know what I mean? So make sure y'all check for them joints.
Can we get a whole box of that? Us radio want a box.
I can't promise a box, but what I can do, like I told Guru, I'll send out those promo CDs to y'all, and then y'all can do as y'all please with them, and hopefully they won't wind up being resold. They'll continue the promo track list that we've been running with, and they'll just be handed out, and that way it's a lot easier for the people to receive them, man. Word.
Nah, we gonna promote the joint and keep passing them out, you know what I'm saying? We want to help the community, man. You know what I mean?
Yes,
some
man.
People are scared to go and get condoms, man. That's why, especially these little kids, too. They scared. You know, I'd rather them be safe than to be out here, you know what I'm saying, doing what they do, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, definitely shout out to everything that you're doing with that. We got another caller from the 908-926. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's popping? 908.
They playing shot.
What's good? Oh, okay, all right then. On to the next one, like Jay-Z say. We don't got time to wait, son. 216, you're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You're talking to DJ Bedtime. What's poppin'? Ohio,
what's
good?
What's good, Lush family? Bro, Guru, Bed. What's up, y'all?
What's popular? What up, Ohio? What it look like out there?
Oh, you already know, man. You know, we out here grinding and getting it. That's all we can do.
Okay.
That's what's up. You got a question for DJ Bedtime?
Oh, no. This your boy Watt Dot, man. So, that's hella right there. That's like Google say, man, that's a fucking movement. Seriously, that's beyond a movement.
Like, how many people are doing that, though? You know what I'm saying?
Seriously. Condoms?
Nobody,
you know, like, why the fuck can I think of that shit? Wow. That's beyond a movement, man. That's some White House shit right there. That's presidential. I support that shit. Hands down. I support that. That has to be the best black move I've ever fucking made.
Seriously. The CD comes with the condom, but the CDs are off the chain, too. You know what I mean? So it's like, damn, every time you're playing this CD in your car in your house, or you dump the joint to your iPod, you know what I'm saying? You thinking like, damn, I remember this joint came with a condom. When the next CD coming out, man? Word up.
Dang, yo, you might need two or three in them joints.
Yo, it's already a problem getting one condom inside the CD case.
Crazy.
So
I'm trying to figure out how you even close that up, yo. That's crazy.
We've been sealing them. That's what we've been doing. Seal for freshness, baby. Seal for freshness.
Okay. Word. That's what's up. Make sure y'all definitely check out the website and follow DJ Bedtime. We got another caller. Caller from the 347. You're live in the building on Lush Radio Online. What's popping?
Yeah, it's your boy, Bad City, Nicholas K. Shout out to the Lush Radio family. What's good? Guru,
what's
Lush, what's goody?
What's good?
Ain't nothing, you know. It is what it is. Shout out to Bedtime. What's going on, bro?
Yo, what up, homie? What's popular? How are you?
I can't call it, man. I see you out there doing it big with the CDs, with the condoms in them. Okay.
We just trying to make sure we spread awareness, man. You know what I'm saying? Once you reach a certain level with this entertainment business, I don't even like to consider it music business no more because it involves all aspects of entertainment. Most people tend to forget the core root or the reasoning behind why, aside from just the money aspect, why we do get involved with this whole entertainment world, man. And it really boils down to creating an awareness. So that's what I'm just trying to make sure we keep at the forefront of my career and the path that I'm taking with this whole music business, man. Word.
Yeah, that's what, man, salute to you, man, and all the youth, man. Y'all need to listen to that, yo. You know, you watch these videos, you know, you looking on TV and a lot of the music now. This is my big problem with a lot of the music now. Like a lot of the music is sexually driven music, and this is bad because you know I got a 10-year-old niece that you know Christmas time we was around each other. She was singing, "Oh yeah, I invented sex." You know what I'm saying? Like, what you know about that, yo? You know what I'm saying? But when I was 10, I wasn't even thinking about that. You know why? Because there was no television having that on there. I'm 5. Like, TV for me was Who's the Boss and the Cosby Show and the Grumpy Pains.
Bassy, I'm sorry to interrupt real quick. Hold on, guys. We got Elkie because she's calling live from Hollywood. We got a short period of time and everything. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her voluptuous, you know what I'm saying, delectable but in here with her sexy self. Y'all know her from the Outcast.
And that's the homie. That's family.
That's courtesy of Bad C. She is calling live from Hollywood. Y'all know her from the Outcast videos, L.A. Inc., which is a popular show. You know what I'm saying? She is sexy as hell. Y'all check out the provocative Twitter profile. That shit is hot. Sexy. She's live in the building. What's up with you, Elkie, with your sexy self?
I'm good, just doing a lot, trying to do everything at the same time, but I'm blessed. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Fine. You live in the building with DJ Bedtime, live in the building. We got both of y'all, you know, y'all are features, and, you know, we got my co-host, Guru, and we have, you know, your boy, Bad C, you know, courtesy of him is the one we got to interview.
What up,
Bad
C? I'm good. How you guys doing?
DJ Bedtime said we have to get you in, you know, live with him and both of y'all in the joint together. You know what I'm saying? That's
I think I'm gonna have to fly her to New York so she could come do my radio show. Word.
That's what's up. I'm up for it anytime.
Word up.
We gotta get that popping. You know what I'm saying? Only on Lush Radio Online we get the link ups. Let's get it popping. So, you know, we're going to take a quick detour. We're going to come back to DJ Bedtime. But, people, you can ask either DJ Bedtime or Elkie a quick question since we got a live on the line. Elkie, I know you got a short period of time with us, man. But real quick, tell us what got you started into the urban, you know, game and everything, you know, getting into being a video vixen and starting your whole agency. You know what I mean? Tell everybody about that. And you know, everybody, for me personally, I thought you were Puerto Rican or Brazilian with that booty, right? But, you know, you're actually German and Guten Tag. What's up?
Yes, that's right. You funny. Yeah, you know, born and raised in Germany, you know, did the modeling out there a little while. And then when I came to America, you know, people suggested I should get into the urban industry because of my, you know, my type, my body type. So that's when I did the Outcast video, which was the first video ever, and that's how everything, you know, got started. And then I had my website, and, you know, people noticed me, and I was one of the first, you know, white girls in the urban industry to, like, you know, break through. And, you know, since then, it's just been going good for me.
Okay, I'm not sure if I could classify you as a white girl, because you too voluptuous.
Yeah, look white.
Up to the now.
And I've been to Germany before. They definitely ain't white. Mm-mm.
Yo, that's what I told her, too. That's what I told her, man. Yo, they all look like, wow, I ain't see not one of them out there.
they're pretty. I mean, there's women like me build, like, you know, like, for example, Amazing Amy from Miami, from Florida. She's German.
Wow.
In case you didn't know. Yeah, wow. So, you know, there's women like me out there, so, and, you know, we're Caucasian, we're, like, white, because we're, like, German, you know, that's supposed to be the whitest of the white, but, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know,
I am whatever you want me to be.
I could say I think a lot of the booty might have came because y'all eat a lot of potatoes out there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
That booty, you know what I'm saying? That's like
I think
cute.
So. Exactly,
I mean,
that's what it is.
But I mean, tell us, you know what I'm saying, you got into, you know, the Outcast videos. I mean, you've been in a lot of magazines and stuff like that. Mention some of the magazine spreads you've been in, and tell us how you started, you know, the Stallions. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a whole fleet of Stallions.
Yeah,
like a whole
a whole stable.
Sexy chicks, you know what I'm saying? Tell us about that.
Well, I did a whole bunch of magazines, from Straight Stunning, which is out there, you know, on the East Coast with you guys. Yeah, I was in his second issue, so he's been doing really well since then. And I did Craze Magazine, which is also on newsstands. Still, you can get it in New York. I did Smooth Magazine, Smooth Girl Magazine, Feds Magazine, Sweets Magazine. They're all on the East Coast, by the way. I love the East Coast. The East Coast loves me, so it's all good.
Why the West Coast ain't showing you love, man? Tell them something.
You know what? I don't know. The West Coast is really funny out here. That's why I'm thinking about moving. I don't get love out here, so I don't know. Maybe they're used to the Lindsay Lohans and the Paris Hiltons and the, you know, the Kim Kardashians is, I think, the biggest, you know, the biggest booties they have out here. So when I go to Hollywood, or, you know, when I went to the BET Awards, people just look at me like, I don't know, like, you know, like a train wreck. You can't look away. So I don't know.
Yo, Lush, can I say something to Elky real quick?
Is that DJ Bedtime?
Yeah, you already know. Yes, indeed.
You already know. You got the pleasure. You the king on here, man. You sitting on the crown. Go ahead and ask.
Nah, man. I say I'm forever uncrowned, baby. They could keep the throne. Word up. But Elky, you said you got a stable.
Mm-hmm.
How do I sign up to become a jockey, baby? Word up. You got a stable.
I mean, you know, we have a couple of male models. I don't think I'm a jockey, no model.
I want to be the jockey, baby.
Nah, I don't think that's what we offer. You know what I'm saying?
No job openings for jockeys. It's all
not at this moment. I might, in the future, I might become the next Heidi Fleiss, and then you can submit for jockey again.
I got you. We're going to definitely keep in touch.
Wow.
Okay.
Also, Lush, real quick, too, man, everybody that's going to be in the upstate area, you know, when is it, August 13th, Elky going to be up at Albany hosting the party. Got her hosting, and DJ Who Kid going to be DJing. So if y'all in the Albany area, come through, come say what up, you know.
Exactly.
Say what up to the girl.
That's
your boy said they will be in the building as well. Come through, say what up, man.
What spot is going to be at, homie?
At Sneaky Pete's in Albany.
Oh, yeah. Do you know that's like the number one spot up there? I just want to make sure. What?
Yeah. Yeah. Come through, bro. Come through. You already know.
Yes, sir.
I think
he's going to
come through. He's going to see that.
I think I got to make that trip up there. Word up.
Yeah, man.
Everybody need to make that trip, because I'm telling y'all, have y'all seen that Twitter profile pic? I thought I was the only one. She just changed that shit. That shit is hot. I had to look twice. I was like, hold up.
I know. People always say, everybody says that. They all think I'm naked in it, so.
Yeah, but she's
not. There's a little twist to it.
And you know the real thing, too, about LB2 is that she down to earth. Fellas, she down to earth. You can say what up, man. You know what I'm saying? Say what up. Say hi. She really down to earth. That's my family, man. Straight up. She has a goon, too, in the building, too. So be respectful when you do it. Be respectful when you do it. She under the wing, man.
Respect all the ladies. And besides that, you know, besides Elky be a wonderful, voluptuous young lady, she's very intelligent. She started her own business. Yeah. She trademarked her business. You know what I'm saying? And she's the boss's boss. She's a boss. You know what I mean? And she has plenty of models that model and feature on covers and do music videos and things like that. How can somebody, you know, acquire information about, you know, seeking out some of your models to do music videos or anything like that, or contact you, boss?
I mean, I know, I love that. I know, my girls always call me boss lady. I love it. It goes down like oil. But, well, I mean, if you want to become a model, of course, you know, you can go check out the site, kind of see what girls we're looking for. We like healthy girls, you know, thick, curvaceous, not fat. I mean, not obese. I don't support obesity necessarily. But, just healthy, beautiful faces, just something special about yourself, and, you know, well taken care of. And just email your pictures to us, and, you know, your stats, and along with some information. And then, you know, we'll see if we think that you have what it takes. We definitely make you a stallion. So, and if you want to, you know, book our girls, of course, the same thing. You can just visit the website, which is stallionmodels.com.
Definitely. Make sure you guys follow Elky right now at Elky the Stallion on Twitter. Follow her right now. Tell her you heard her on Lush Radio Online. Make sure you check her out. You know what I'm saying? You will not be dissatisfied at all. Uh-huh.
Spell it for him, Lush. Spell it for him, because you don't want him to look for E-L-K-I or E-L-K-I-E.
Yeah, okay.
Spell it for him.
Uh-huh. I'm going to spell it for you guys. It's E-L-K-E, the, T-H-E, Stallion, S-T-A-L-L-I-O-N. So if you're not following her already, make sure you follow her right now at this moment, okay? Definitely.
Because I keep it hot. Look at my profile picture. I, you know, it's more than just a booty.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. She got the booty, the lips, everything, and she got the brains. And tell us about LA Ink. You was on LA Ink. That's like one of the popping spots in LA to get a tattoo at. You know what I'm saying? You got a series, or you got a segment on there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I was looking to get my back done for quite some time, and then I got in touch with them, and they heard of me, and so it was kind of like more like a collaboration. My segment was pretty long, so it was, you know, it was publicity for them, but it was also great publicity for me. And then of course, you know, I knew I was going to be in good hands with, you know, some amazing artists on there, you know, so I knew I was going to get the result I wanted on my tattoo. So that's how the whole thing happened. And you know, we shot for 2 days, and it was 10 hours of excruciating pain in certain areas, but, you know, they did a good job, so I was happy. And, of course, you can still view the clip on YouTube. You know, you could just Google, search on YouTube, like LK the Stallion, LA Ink, and it'll pop up. So, and it also, you know, says a lot about my life story on the show, so a lot of people love that, so I had a great response on that.
Yeah, and if you guys didn't get a chance to check it out, make sure you log on to YouTube and check it out, LA Ink with Elkie on there. It was really emotional too at a point, because the wings itself symbolized her, you know, breaking away, being free, you know what I'm saying, and flying away. She can be anywhere, because she went through a lot of struggles, you know what I'm saying, in her life, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Actually being a refugee, coming from Germany around the time when they had the Berlin Wall, and, you know, leaving there when at a young age, you know what I'm saying, and working at a young age to try to get to where you needed to be. So, you know what I mean, but I know you can explain it better, the symbolism behind the wings, because, you know, it was really emotional when you watch it, seriously.
Right. Well, you pretty much described it pretty well, but that's, you know, that's what it was about the independence, you know, being able to do whatever you want to do in life and, you know, succeed in it, because I came all the way from East Germany, and now, you know, I'm not a big time celebrity, but I made myself a name, and I definitely, you know, I'm definitely here to stay, and, you know, made a mark in the urban industry, so I definitely claim that, you know, and that's just for other people out there.
Go ahead. It's for other people out there. Finish.
No, just as I said, you know, for other people out there who have dreams and, you know, want to do something with their lives, like, you know, if you put a lot of work into it, you can definitely achieve it. It might take, you know, longer. It might go faster, but just don't give up. Be independent and do what you got to do.
That's what it is. For both of y'all, DJ Bedtime and Elkie, quick thing. Can you both tell us what's new, what's going on with y'all, new projects that y'all got going on that the people need to know about?
Yo, go ahead. Let Elkie chop it up about it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, right now I'm doing. I've been this entire year. I've been doing a whole lot of traveling and hosting, and I'm very happy about that. And you know, I have some event coming up here in LA at the end of the month. We're gonna have a big yard party, and then I'm gonna be in Atlanta, and then of course in Albany with Bad Seed. I'm gonna do, you know, that event, and I just do a whole bunch of interviews. And, you know, always online, but I'm very focused now on my Stallion models, because, you know, I'm not getting any younger, so eventually I want to step away from, you know, from me modeling, but, you know, having my agency really popping off. So that's my main focus at the moment, besides from traveling and hosting events.
That's what's up. Hopefully we can get you on DJ Bedtime's radio show, too. We definitely want
to
make that happen.
Come to New York, it's on and popping like Van Gogh chains. Word. For real, for real. You want to hear something real crazy that is just ironic, Elkie and Lush?
Uh-huh.
You keep mentioning it, the whole German thing. My family descendants come from Germany also.
Are you
this
serious?
Is no bullshit. I was born with the last name Kaiser, K-I-Z-E-R.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
so
very German.
when I was on tour in Germany and reached customs when I got over there, they went crazy when they seen a black man with that name on that passport.
Wow.
I thought we did something wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Me and CL Smooth was over there bugging like, oh, shit, who got something dirty on them? You know what I mean? And they were going crazy over there. Then they explained to me the significance of my name. That actually means king or czar in German. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? It's pretty much the same thing. So, Lush, when you said I'm the king, and I say, nah, I'm forever uncrowned, you know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
I was given that right at birth as a black man and being with the last name Kaiser. So that's real
right.
crazy that Elky is German, and you was explaining the significance of your tattoos with the wings and being over in Germany and trying to break away. So big, big props to you, Elk. Word up. From
thank
another German... Another German descendant, you know what I mean?
There you go. All right
you
now.
Came, mama.
They got something in common. I wouldn't have never known that. That's hot right there, DJ.
A lot
Man.
Of people don't know that about the Kaiser thing, you know what I'm saying? Because I try not to give up my government too much, but that's what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Word.
That's what's up. So look at you on that too, man. I love Germans, for real. I love
Me and Elky might be related, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, my
famous.
God. Maybe.
Oh, man.
You crazy.
DJ Bedtime, tell us what's new with you, boo.
Right now, myself and Kimmy Cupcakes, which is a host for Sirius Satellite Radio, the co-host for DJ Self, and she's a exotic model, 50% Panamanian, 50% Korean. We just dropped a new mixtape called The Definition of Sex, Part 10, in conjunction with the whole strap condom side of things. It's featuring Maxwell and my man Robert Thicke. It's called Mind State Sex. So make sure y'all go out there and get that. It's online everywhere. Props to my distribution company, All City Distro, handling and distribution in the street. My radio show, Hate Money Radio, is on Monday through Friday on the largest internet-based radio station in the world, 1.FM Jams. And we cater to the underground community as a whole. We've been doing that consistently for the past 7 years. Right now, I'm up for Underground Radio Show of the Year through the Underground Music Awards, which is like the Grammys for the underground community. And pretty much just living life, man. I'm still doing shows in and out of New York, still traveling in and out of the country, still repping the Queen NY, Remy Ma, no strings attached, it's loyalty, never love. I'm up there every weekend visiting the Queen. And that's pretty much it, man.
How is she doing? She doing okay? You know what I'm saying? She doing all right over there and everything?
Yeah, she maintaining. She maintaining, you know what I mean? She's definitely maintaining, anticipating her arrival home. You know what I mean? Nobody really liked to fool with the whole jail situation, but
mm-hmm.
she's dealing with it the best way she can. And
mm-hmm.
props to everybody that's continuing to support her. Once again, shout out to my brother-in-law, Papoose, man. He been handling his business, doing what he's supposed to do. Not like we expected anything less of him, but the media does a real effed up job of trying to portray people in a light that are not necessarily the way they are. So props to everybody that's been stepping up to the plate and holding the Queen and Wild down. Word.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We gonna go on to this song. You know, this is my song for the summer because it was hot as hell. So all you can do is get butt naked. And, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I definitely want to play this song, you know, featuring Remy Ma on there, Papoose and Remy Ma, Bucket Naked, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to play this joint, and we're going to be right back with your boy DJ Bedtime. We're going to have more questions for him. Call us if you call in, 347-826-7722. Make your questions fast. Making questions fast, and also on top of that, we're going to play some new music from some indie artists. We're going to see what DJ Bedtime thinks about it. Go ahead and rip them a new butthole if you have to. We're honest.
We spreading the hate, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hate Radio. Shout out to everybody out there that's doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Free Remy Ma. We live in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. You know what I'm saying? We about to go into this song, Bucket Naked. How many of y'all are actually listening to Lush Radio Online, Bucket Naked right now? Are you? If you are, call in right now. I want to know. Call in
478-26772. Bucket naked. She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body, go girl. She got a bedroom body, go shorty. She got a bedroom body. I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucket naked.
As soon as I meet her like a queen, I'ma treat her, cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky, nigga.
I like it when she wears sweatpants right across the ass, they pink. Smell like roses, the pussy don't stink. Chew double mint gum, she like to have fun. Tattoo on her back, earring in her tongue. We the real Bonnie and Clyde. Your girl aight, but your girl ain't live. Flyed in the piece of paper, bearing my name. Got the hardest chick in the game, wearing my ring. She look good in her thick green, but I wanna see her get
Bucky, nigga.
I like it when she wear them tight jeans, but I'd rather see her get
Bucky, nigga.
She got my name tattooed on her. Man, I seen it when she got
Bucky, nigga.
I make her scream, Bucky. I hit every corner, cause I like it when she get
Bucky, nigga.
I told her I'ma call her, got her on a camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky, nigga.
As soon as I meet her, Bucky. Like a queen, I'ma treat her, cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky, nigga.
She was sitting home alone,
Bucky.
Sipping on Patron, and she in my camera phone.
Bucky, nigga.
She was dancing in the club,
Bucky.
She want that thug love, now she in the bathtub.
Bucky, nigga.
Down the footage from the phone to the Mac and nigga movie. A massive bedroom body, my shit come with a jacuzzi. He said it's me, Miss, your lips is mad juicy. I said it's Mrs. and this is Pat Pussy. And my birthday suit, he write me down, Lil Boosie. And we both G's, together we make Gucci. You sex texting, triple cool groupie. I'm in the visual, my send that picture of the Uchi. I'm the top swipe, he took her, his whole Gucci. I be on my job, he ring me Mars on duty. He be calling me paper, so people think he use me. No, I give him three holes, like a piece of loose goose. I throw the booty, the foodie, and always ready. I'm telling you, but Becky ain't got nothing on Remy. Don't be KY jelly, everything is already. Don't gotta take off my clothes, I'm bucking niggas already.
I'm a caller, got her on the camcorder. I can't believe I saw her.
Bucky, nigga.
As soon as I meet her, like a queen, I'ma treat her, cause I just wanna see her.
Bucky, nigga.
She was sitting home alone,
Bucky.
Sipping on Patron, and she in my camera phone.
Bucky, nigga.
She was dancing in the club,
Bucky.
She want that thug love, now she in the bathtub.
Bucky, nigga. Bucky. Bucky, nigga. Bucky. Bucky, nigga. Bucky, nigga. Bucky, Bucky, nigga.
Bucking naked. Are you bucking naked right now listening to Lush Radio Online, man? If you are calling at 347-826-7722, we got DJ Bedtime live in the building. Turn your amps up, turn your radios up, man. It's crazy right now. We online. We are the people's voice, man. I love DJ Bedtime, man. He's definitely a down-to-earth cool dude. And shout out to Elkie for stopping through. I know she had a short period of time with us, but I'm glad she stopped through, man. Shout out to everybody out there in Hollywood and the Cali area. I love y'all. Y'all show us, man. Love y'all. For real.
Yeah, yeah. Especially San Diego. That's like my home away from home out there. I go out there and hide. Shout out to my family that's out there. Word up.
That's what it is, man. The other thing I wanted to ask you is two questions combined. Basically, you know what I'm saying, what was the hardest thing that you felt like you had to deal with, you know what I'm saying, with the music industry? And also, what do you feel the industry is missing?
The hardest thing I personally had to deal with the music industry is making this whole underground, quote-unquote, sound become acceptable to the people, man. I knew that there are a surplus, or there were and continue to be a surplus of artists that aren't getting that mainstream radio airplay that they deserve. So that would ultimately be the biggest challenge. Me funding everything myself and not asking the artists for anything to help, just continue to send me the clean music and I'll do everything else on my own. So that was probably the biggest problem, or the biggest hurdle that I had to jump over with this music, making this underground radio thing something that people would accept, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what was the second question?
What do you feel the industry is missing?
I feel the industry is missing the Queen and Wild Remy Ma, man. That's the ultimate thing that they missing, for real. But in all actuality, I think the music industry itself is missing the genuineness that it used to have. When you got a group like Tribe Called Quest, when you had a rapper like Big Daddy Kane, when you had even the likes of African Bambaataa, you had genuine artists. They rapped, they carried themselves, they spoke as individuals, as the lifestyle that they lived day to day. Remember when Leaders of the New School was rapping about just another case of that old PTA, talking about the school joint, sob story, not having a car, and their friends passing by them. Even Far Side, when they rapped about
the teacher. You see what I'm saying? This is their everyday lifestyle. Now, these individuals, I don't even want to say rappers, these individuals in the music business now don't have the genuineness that they could portray themselves and be accepted. They got to live a whole nother lifestyle, whether they take on a nickname of some previous drug dealer, some previous porn star, some previous model or, let's say, actor or actress, however you want to look at it. But that genuineness is not there no more. You know, you got to be a whole 360 of what your regular lifestyle is in order to make it acceptable. And that's what I feel personally that the music business is missing. Word, the genuineness.
That's the truth. That's the truth. And I also side with you on that because, you know, the originality and also people finding their niche in the game. Everybody wants to be a so-called rapper. Not everybody is, you know, built for that. You know what I'm saying? People need to find their niche. And it's becoming oversaturated with a lot of nonsense. That's my personal view on it. But what you just stated was definitely the truth. And somebody asked me in the chat room, they asked me, they said, what does being a DJ mean to you and what qualifies you as a DJ? Because some people just push buttons.
Yeah, there are a lot of, at times I just push buttons. You see what I'm saying? So, but to answer the question about what qualifies me as a DJ, me personally, I feel the fact that I do exactly what most people would define as a DJ, and that's playing records, that's doing parties, that's making mixtapes, you know what I mean? But myself, the definition of a DJ and what makes me a DJ is someone that can put together a playlist of music and cater to a whole variety of different people without having to have the whole bunch of sound effects, without having to cut and scratch every 15 minutes, without having to do all of the extra cosmetic stuff. If you could continually have a playlist of music that is appealing to people, whether it be dance, pop, rock, hip-hop, R&B, soca, calypso, whatever, that's what makes me a DJ. I could put together some music without having all of the extra additives and still keep you as interested as anybody else out there. Maybe more interested at that.
That's what's up. That's real talk. You know what I mean? That's definitely real talk. I'm going to open up the lines for these calls to ask you questions. Then we're going to move into the second of the segment of the Hot or Not. You know what I'm saying? That's when independent artists send in music, or we have new music, and we actually want feedback. So, you know what I'm saying? DJ Bedtime, you hear a lot of music, but we want your honest feedback. Like I said, you can rip them a new butthole if you have to.
Yo, whoever asked that question in the chat room, too, that's a good question, man. But do not discredit any of these DJs out there that are accustomed to just pushing buttons, because I myself do get into the whole scratching and mixing thing. But I visited different radio stations across the country with Remy while we were on tour. And there are a lot of people in those main FM radio stations that are titled DJs that are forced to only push in buttons. They never have to touch a turntable or a CD turntable at that because of the way the radio station is formatted. So all they have to do is sit there and push buttons and be a voice, because that's what they're getting paid for. So please don't ever discredit anybody out there that is just accustomed to pushing buttons and is labeled a DJ for any radio station, any kind of music program, so forth and so on.
Definitely.
That's just to defend the few out there that are there, because I know they are.
Yeah, there's some people. Well, you know, the original name, you know, regular technical radio world, a disc jockey was a person that basically was the voice, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The voice and stuff like that. That's where they came to first, the DJ. But in the hip-hop culture, a DJ, we know him as cutting and scratching. But really, a disc jockey is for somebody that gets on there, pushes buttons. Basically, that's me. I'm a disc jockey, you know what I'm saying? Versus a DJ. I don't cut and scratch. That's not my lane. I'm not going to do that.
Look at the handful of Caribbean, in the Caribbean world, they call them selectors. DJ
selectors.
Is the artist. But look at the handful of selectors that are out there in the Caribbean and overseas. They don't scratch a record at all.
and they'll play the shit out of some reggae music all night.
Yeah.
And keep the party rocking. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Please, people, if you're out there listening, and this is not me looking at it as a personal attack, so forth and so on, because I'm welcome to any challenge out there if ever it came to that. But don't discredit any DJ out there that is just pushing buttons, man. Because as long as they can keep that music rocking, it is what it is, man. Rock on and do y'all numbers. Word up.
Definitely, definitely. Guru, you got another question for DJ Bedtime before we go into this Hot or Not?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to just touch on what he just said, man. Everybody find your lane, get in your lane, stay in your lane. You know, it's enough room out here for us to support each other, be successful, and help somebody else. I mean, you know, basically, my man spelled it out for y'all. It's more than about just doing for yourself. You gotta actually do something for other people before you move forward. So try your best to move forward and think about helping somebody, man. I'm off this interview. That's what I'm off of right now, and I appreciate the interview like wholeheartedly, like 100%. So, Elkie the Stallion, make sure you following us on Twitter, DJ Bedtime 357. We got you. I just want to shout you out today, man. We're gonna support you 100%, man. We know what to do from here, man.
And likewise,
follow the movement, man. Follow the movement.
That's what it is. My boy Y Dot Loyal be out there in Ohio. You got any final thoughts with DJ Bedtime before we get into the Hot or Not?
Yeah, most definitely. Yo, Bed. Good looking out, man. This was a professor on front stage putting it down for everybody who listened to Lush today. Like, I feel sorry for individuals who didn't listen to the show because, like, I've been on the show for a little bit, but hands down, this had to be the greatest knowledge I heard today from one individual. So, you know what? Mad love, much respect. Man, you know, shake the world like you're doing, yo. Good luck.
Greatly appreciate that, man. Greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely. And I gotta send out a quick shout out. Rest in peace, Aunt Grace. Bassie buried her yesterday, actually. So shout out to his aunt. She died yesterday. So shout out to her. Rest in peace and stuff. So shout out, you know, shout out to all those cats that did lose a loved one out there. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy, man. Yeah. Shout out to everybody that's a Cancer or a Leo out here. In July. We about to get into this Hot or Not.
Yeah, big up them Leos, man. Big up them Leos. Every trip.
are you a Leo?
15th,
are you a
yes,
Leo?
Yes, ma'am. August 15th,
oh
man. We riding.
You so bossy.
Nah, not at all. I just understand my position. don't get it twisted.
Yo, shout out to the Leos. My sister's birthday is July 28th. She's coming up here with me to New York, so shout out to her, Torn. She's going to be up here. She's celebrating. She's going to turn 22. She's a Leo, and she's bossy.
Okay.
You know, but shout out to all those Leos out there. Definitely a shout out to y'all. So we're getting into this Hot or Not. Y'all know what Hot or Not is. After Hot or Not, we're going to get into Get the Fuck Out of Here Fridays. And that's basically, you know, you call in and tell us stuff that y'all can't deal with, y'all don't like, whether it's skinny jeans or whatever, people with bad breath, and you tell them to get the fuck out of here on Friday, all right? Then you already know what it is, Hot or Not. The song has to be hot. If it's hot, we give you a hot. Sometimes we take the words of our boy from Boston. Bugsy calls him lukewarm. If he's in between, he calls him lukewarm, or we give him a little H. If it's not, we throw it in the garbage. We'll tear you a new asshole tonight on Lush Radio Online. And, you know, you better come with your A-game because, you know, we got DJ Bedtime live in the building. Okay, DJ Bedtime, this was sent to us. Shout out to Team ENT. This is a new artist. I think they're an R&B artist. And I'm going to play the song for you right now once I can get it in the arsenal. I have it here. It's called Just Talking by Eddie L. Ness featuring Christian Dior. So I'm going to play this joint. Everybody listening, let me know your feedback. Be honest. Don't rip them, like, too hard, you know what I'm saying? But give them, you know, corrective criticism. We just want to, you know, make sure that people, you know, come with their A game. So I want to know what y'all think about this. Just Talking, Eddie L. Ness featuring Christian New York. And we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. Is it hot or not? Let us know. Call in at 347-826-7722.
With my Benz and I'm going for a ride. See this hot mama walking down the street. Looking at her, she's looking at me. She looks hot, even in her jammy. Her body's making music, she deserves a Grammy. So I pulled up right beside her, told her don't get nervous. I'm just trying to hold with
song. It's called Just Talking, you know what I'm saying, Eddie L. Ness, featuring Christian New York. I want to know your honest feedback, people. You know, it only takes us a couple of minutes to know if we like it or not. Does it catch you? You like the lyrics? What's what? Do they got potential? Let us know. Is it hot or not? Does it get that capital H or lowercase h, or is it lukewarm? Let us know. We're going to go with DJ Bedtime and tell us what you think about that.
I think that joint is hot. Word up, capital H on that one.
Wow, DJ Bedtime gave it official hot, people. You
now,
heard
could
that?
I explain why I feel it's hot so people don't think I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I want people, first of all, I want them to think that I sent you any music to play of any artist that I deal with personally. This is all music that Les got on her own, okay, all the listeners out there. But the reason why I think that the joint is hot, because it's catchy, man. It got a nice beat, and the chorus is something catchy that you could remember. So say if you're in the club or if you're in your car, it's something that you could rock along with, man, that you could feel as if you're part of the record. So that's what's up. Shout out to the artist that put that together. I know you said it's featuring Christian Dior. And what was the name of the artist?
Eddie L. Ness.
Yeah, Eddie L. Ness. Keep doing your numbers, man. That record is hot.
Yeah, it came out of Team Entertainment Studios and stuff. So
okay, okay.
Guru, what you think about that joint, Hot or Not? Lukewarm, what's up?
I'm gonna give it a little bit of airplay for the radio because you know, I think people would want to request that if they heard it. They might want to hear it again to back it up. Shout out to the mixing and mastering, though. I mean, for all those who listen to Lush Radio Online, we support mixing, DJs, studio artists, and recording engineers. So you gotta give some credit to these studio engineers. You know what? I'm giving it a small H, okay? Small H. Can I get a small H lukewarm in this joint? I'm doing it anyway. Shout out to Bugsy. Small H lukewarm. That's what it is. Small H lukewarm. He can get hot. Let a few more people hear. I want to hear some more. I want to hear the next track. Please, have 6 tracks on deck if you're trying to come out as an artist. Don't play me one joint and have 7 whack ones. I'm not fucking with you.
Wow.
I'm not fucking with you. I have 1 crispy joint and 7 whack joints because you're going to catch it from Guru all day. I'm real. I'm Irvington. All day.
Okay.
AKA Grand Reaper.
Wow. Yo, why not Loyal V, man, over there in Ohio, man. How you feel about that?
Hey, let me start by saying, is that the first R&B track on How to Not?
Yeah, that's the first.
Nah, hell no. Nah. It ain't the first R&B.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you know, it's the first to me since I heard it, so I'm going to give it a stamp. I like the track, actually. I think I can vibe with that, you know what I'm saying? Chilling with the female, riding in my zone, you know, with my cush.
Yeah.
Zoned up.
I can see her wanting to hear that again. I'm with Wide Dot. She might want to hear it again at 2:30.
The
new strap with the strap condoms.com.
With the blue magic condoms.
I
can see the
230
with the blue magic condoms.
Blue magic on deck.
I can't deal with y'all. Y'all off the hook tonight. Y'all is terrible. If you're listening right now, we're doing our How to Not call in at 347-826-7722. You're playing new music. I'm going to warn y'all. I don't listen to all of this music. So this might be the first time I'm hearing it too. So if it's garbage, it's garbage. But if it's hot, we're going to tell you if it's hot. You know what I'm saying? So I got another one. This guy, you know, sent me this music. Now, he's from Jersey now, okay? This song is called Erotic Girl. His name is iHarmony. He calls himself Futuristic R&B Pop.
Ooh.
So, I don't know. So,
y'all
let me know.
I hope you live up to the title. Oh, wait, you don't get roasted if you don't live up to the title.
We'll see. Futuristic pop, whatever, something, you know. So, it's called Erotic Girl. So, I guess it's kind of like erotic. So, y'all listen to it. Let us know what you think about it. You know what I'm saying? Let us know if it stink like boo-boo or you love it to death. Let us know. Here we go.
You're so erotic, girl. The way that you move, girl.
On the track. Jersey, stand up. ATL, what's up? Jersey, stand up. ATL, what's up? Jersey, stand up. ATL, what's up? Jersey, stand up. I got my light vision, she's on. I see you in the club, black dress, heels on. Brighter than the lights in the spot to make it hot. Blinded niggas trying to take a shot at what you got. At what you got, God. Got me in a trance, in a trance.
Right now, 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722.
So y'all calling right now, 347-826-7722, and let me know if this is hot or not, man. That's futuristic R&B pop, all of that mixed up in one, like, you know what I'm saying, some jambalaya or something like that. Let me know what you think. Is it hot or not? DJ Bedtime, what's the verdict?
Yeah, that joint was all right. I'm not going to call it hot. I'm going to say it's lukewarm. But I think once you get a couple more spins on it, it'll definitely grow on me. Word, if I heard it a couple more times, it'll definitely grow on me. But that artist sound like they got a lot of potential. I like that road that they traveling down right there, man.
That's what's up, man. DJ Bedtime is just, like, so like, good like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised that you really giving it that good feedback like that, man, for real. Because when I first heard it, I was kind of, I had to play it a couple of times before I can really, like, get into it. Because I thought it was all over the place. But when he said futuristic, I said maybe it's beyond my time and I'm not ready for it right now. So,
yeah. You know what it is, man? I got a funny ear, man, because I don't know if y'all know or not, but I don't just DJ with the whole hip-hop and R&B thing. I mentioned that I'm sponsored by Jägermeister, which is a predominantly rock-dominated company, and I'm the only hip-hop act that's sponsored by them. So I've had the pleasure of DJing the Jersey Shore party for the closing party in New York City, where you got to play some of that futuristic rock music, you know, and that fist pump and stuff. So I do that whole dance, techno, alternative rock side of things. So when I hear records like that, that's a nice bridge between the R&B and that so-called pop culture. So they traveling down the right road, you know what I mean? Yeah. They definitely doing it.
He got a lot of potential in the trans techno area. But if it was mixed a little bit different, the reason why I say all over the place, it has that, it will go in that format of the trans techno, but if it was mixed into something else, I think it would definitely have a lot of more potential, but it can definitely go in the clubs, though. It's definitely a club joint.
Yeah, and the reason I didn't say it was hot and only lukewarm is because it was too simple to me, like the wording, you know what I'm saying? It was mostly just the way that she moved, girl, that are like real repetitious with that, aside from just being on the chorus, so, you know. That's my take on it.
That's what's up. Guru, how you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I'm only going to come at it as a DJ, like, you know, because, you know, not for nothing, I can understand how DJ Bedtime put it, you know, with his whole variety of styles of music that he has to play. And if anybody that's really out there DJing, you know you have to be a little bit, have a little variety, just for those instances where you do got to play for the Jersey Shore crowd. So I really wouldn't rock with that to get the crowd pumping out at the Jersey Shore. But you know, I would definitely try to give it a lukewarm as like a, you know, check this out. Like, check the music. Yeah, it's like, it's Lukey Cole right now. It's Lukey Cole.
God.
Lukey Cole.
Oh, my God. I'm going.
Lukey Cole. Shout out to Buzzy, yo. Buzzy stamped Lukey around here. Lukey.
Yo, Ohio, man, why die Lord V? What you think about that joint, man? This dude is crazy,
son. Yo, I pass, man. Shout out to the, man, shout out to the future. I'm like blessed, man, you know what I mean? It went past my ear, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, no disrespect, you know, because it's talent there. That just won the hot track, though, not to me.
Lukey Cole. Lukey Cole.
I said like cornflakes cold, B.
He said cornflakes cold.
I got a twin out there named Lush.
Yo, I'm not dealing with y'all tonight. Y'all is just terrible. I got one. I got another joint, man. This is from a reggae artist. His name is Overmars. Y'all need to watch out for him. His name is Overmars. He's actually the creator of the Raging Bull. If you're in any dance hall and you know the dance Raging Bull, he's the creator of that dance. He has a song called Street Grooves. I want to give you this is his new single. I want to know what y'all think about this joint real quick. You know what I mean?
Go, Lush.
Yo, you with your Lukey Cole self, just chill out. Yo, this cat is crazy tonight. Yo, I'm about to play this joint over Mars. Oh my God, let's go.
Russian, we live for the street, ho. We coming like the white line in the street. For real. The dance on them street groove is mad. Cool. You could have thought like giraffe, thought like a dwarf. Get in the street groove. Move. It's a hour and a half since the sun is done on here. Get in the street groove. It's a dance and a R.T. Russ. We not laugh here.
Get in the street groove.
From a yard to a radio, we get to reward here.
yeah. Mr. The dance with the summer seat clear, no need proof. Everybody everywhere you move to the street crew. It's on the reggae, not just our rhythm and blues. If you can't do the dance, what have over them crew? Mr. Wacky are the legend, him get me salute. I impose the foot, 93 new food. And we are the tree, while him are the root. I know few start dance and a rap and show. So that's all like the rap, that's like a dwarf we are. Dance, we are dance to the bar, we are talk. Make sure not anything, we are fun. The rap, ah, 1, 2, 3, are so the back, let my pop. The way the song, I select a bully to pop. We dance and roll out a party, don't stop. Me love to see the girl, them a wine up in a frock. We ever clean from who suit, don't go with sock. We dance to the top and up of them, what do we plan? Everybody would have thought like your rap, that like how the world we are. Get in the street, too. So I wanna have things to sound in turn on we are. Get in the street, groove, it's a
it's your boy Prince, 950 plus, and when we in the DMV area, we riding with our girl Lush on Lush Radio Online. Shit.
You already know what it is, man. I want to know what y'all think about that joint. Was that joint hot or not? It's a reggae joint, you know what I'm saying? Over Mars, produced by Russian, number one DJ out of Jamaica. Let me know what you think. Island Massive. DJ Bedtime, what you think about that joint? Is it hot or not? DJ Bedtime,
I fools with it. Yeah, I fools with it, man.
You fools with it?
I fools with it. I like the fact that he introducing a new reggae or a new dance. You know, that's the big thing with the reggae artists now, man. Who could come up with the hottest dance or the newest dance and keep the clubs rocking? You know what I mean? So big up to them for that one. That's a good look right there. I like that joint.
That's what's up, man. Over Mars. Yo, Guru, what you think about that, man, with your crazy self, man? What's poppin'? What you think about that?
If I want reggae joining to make me want to climb on some poom poom, I'm with that. So, I'm going to climb on poom poom tonight off that. Thank you, Lush, for playing that in the arsenal. I need that in my Gmail so I can get hype and bikey, you know?
What?
I want to get hard for that tonight.
Yo,
bust that,
I,
Lush.
Dude, you were crazy. Yo, good night.
That,
crazy. So let's run that back. Yo, what you think about that over there in Ohio, Wada Lobby, man? Crazy ass.
Yeah, every time we step out, you know, the females love that reggae. So anything, I'm going to see a female shake, too. I'm with it. That's hot to me.
That's what's up. I give it a hot, man. I like it, you know what I'm saying? We always looking for new reggae dances and stuff, you know what I mean? So I definitely love that.
Yo, that's crazy because this is the first record you gave your opinion on tonight so far, man. Word up. You've been keeping kind of quiet over there, man. Lush been asking the three dudes, you know what I'm saying? Yo, what we think of the joint. And she was trying to get at my man Guru for the Lukey Cole jump off. And this is the first time she gave her opinion on it.
Wow.
See what that reggae music do to the females? Get them talking, you know what I'm saying?
Bedtime, I ain't playing with you.
Yo, shout out to the Caribbean, man. Word up.
For real. Definitely get you talking and stuff. I love Caribbean music, man. Shout out to all the Island Massive out there that's doing their things, man. Big up. You know what I mean? And, yo, I just love reggae music for real. It just definitely does something to me, and I know it does something to all the women out there. You throw on a reggae joint, you throw on Everyone Falls in Love with one of them throwbacks, you know somebody grinding on somebody tonight. You know what I mean? And I think I'm going to throw in this last joint, and then I'll be done, because you know what I'm saying? We know we got to get the fuck out of here on. You know what I'm saying? Because somebody done did some crazy stuff tonight, and we just got to blast them and put them on blast.
What's your music roster looking like over there, man? You got a nice iTunes folder? I want to make a request before I get up out of here tonight, man.
What's your request? If I don't have it, then you know I'm gonna have to holler at you personally to send me the joint over in my file so I can upload it.
Since you got bedtime on the show, since we talk about strap condoms, since we talk about liquor with eggs and mice, I want to hear that flex time to have sex jump off, man. Since we talk about the reggae Caribbean whole vibe right now, man.
Shit.
Before we leave, man. If not, I'll send it to you. And we can get it popping like thin gold chains before the end of your show.
Yo, I think you need to send it to me to CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. And we will play that personally for DJ Bedtime because he is the king tonight. And we got to definitely salute the king. So,
and then that way we make sure we continue to promote that whole Strap for Life Foundation, Strap Condom situation, man. Word up.
Definitely, definitely, man. I can't wait till I get my CD because I want to open mine up, you know. Look at some bedtime. Look at
some. Hey, easy how you say that, man. You live on the air talking about get you some bedtime. You might get yourself in trouble on air, man. Word. I send you the CD, though.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
I'm in D.C. quite often, man. Word.
Well, I'm in New York right now. I'm in the Bronx, so what's up? But anyway, never mind.
Word. We might have to get up this weekend and go turn up the hate somewhere, man. Word. For real.
We might have to turn up the hate, man. You know, he is definitely off the hook. But send it to CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Send it to me, DJ Bedtime, while I'm going into this song real quick. So I can definitely play that for you. I'll play anything you want me to play.
Got you.
DJ Bedtime. You know, we got this joint from K.I. He's a new artist. When I first heard this joint, I actually liked it, though. This joint's kind of all right. It kind of gave me an old school feel. So we're going to play this joint for y'all. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Follow DJ Bedtime right now. DJ Bedtime, give him your Twitter again. And your
Bedtime357. DJ Bedtime357 is the Twitter. Also, make sure y'all go out there and cop that Teflon Dawn, the new album by Rick Ross. It's available now. Shout out to the whole Maybach Music Group, Specialist ENT, the real ATM Money Mafia, and all my PFR boys, man. That's what it is.
That's what it is. And shout out to Teflon Dawn because, man, them people was crazy out there with the walking billboards and stuff. I just saw them just now when I just got in. They all over the city right now in New York. So if y'all ain't see them right there on Fordham Road, they right there.
Yeah, they doing the in-store signing at Best Buy right now as we speak, people. So if you're in the New York area, make your way down to Fordham Road. It started at 7 o'clock. I'm quite sure they're still out there because it should be a zoo. Word. Yo, Lush, you said it was CEO. What was it?
CEO Lush, L-U-S-H, radio, online, @gmail.com.
I bet.
Definitely, we're going to play that sexiness for y'all because DJ Bedtime so sexy. And he's the king, and he's live on Lush Radio Online. But I'm going to play you another hot or not from K.I. Old School. Let's go. Lush Radio.
Look who stepped in the building, your boy back in effect. Can't go to the side, Gucci link on my neck. Levi's on my ass, British Knights on my feet. Gold four-finger ring, make the cipher complete. Slide up to the bouncer, ain't no pat me down. I just laugh, flash and cash and throw him a pound. Throw a stack in his face, to keep strapped by my waist. Goons rush to the bar, we drink yak by the case. We don't sip a Patron, we be linked with that brown water. Take it down and get a couple more rounds order. You more concerned about what I'm doing this. You man watching, I want two in your bitch. And my man plotting, not one but two in your bitch. Smoking little weed, then we highway through on your bitch. Ain't that some shit? It's no shame in my game, no names, I ain't playing, I seduce your bitch. Ain't that a bitch? I'm with Matt and shit. Drinking by the bar, party running up a tab and shit. Pull out the credit card and start grabbing shit. 5G's worth of liquor, we ain't drink half the shit. Let's pop the damn cork and start passing it. I work the ball hard like I'm on a staff and shit. Drink after drink and I don't even have to trip. 200 to the bartender, now that's a tip. She said I like you a lot, I took her back to the lot. Had her giggling in back of the drop. She asked the questions while she giving me top. Like she just wouldn't know me. And I'm like, just shut up and wop. Camcorder got it set up to watch. Busy like she gon' blow me. And I'ma slap her face in my cock. She suckin' dick, eyeballin' the watch. She like IV. There was 1,000 bitches in the club, why me? You seem to admire the way the chain hangs swangin'. That's why I set you up for gangbangin'.
She like, when we gonna chill again? I'm like, bitch, next time you take that pill again. Pulled off, left her stranded like Gilligan. Yeah. I left her stranded like Gilligan, yo. Yeah. Port Authority. It's just some bullshit for the mixtape, man. Steve's coming. Get ready.
Yo, 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 this is Cuzzo calling from out of Brooklyn, Brownsville section. Every time I'm in a DMV, I'm repping with my girl, Lush.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
You heard it. Shout out to my big brother, Special Ed, loving the death. You know what I'm saying? So you already know what it is, man. Tell me if that's hot or not. K.I., you know what I'm saying? Old school. What you think, DJ Bedtime?
Yeah, that record is definitely hot, man. Word. I like the way you put it together, the overall sound of it. Popping,
yeah,
man. Word.
Yeah, I think that one was dope. That was sent to me courtesy of DJ Instinct. Shout out to my boy DJ Instinct. Shout out to the whole Bronx area. BK.
Oh, Instinct's is family. That's he part of the set. Shout out to Instinct, man.
That's my
word
boy.
Up.
I love him to death, man. For real.
Yeah. That's fam right there.
Yeah, shout out to DJ Instinct. Guru, what you think about that joint, fam?
The hot. Only because I think it can go West Coast and East Coast. Like, we need more flow. Like, he has flow over that beat that can, like, make you say, like, I want to hear more. Like, automatically want to hear more. The boy got some flow on the track. I definitely was feeling the beat because the beat can go East Coast or West Coast. Y'all know what it is. I don't play. This music that we putting down is real. You know we got some hits. Home runs. It's home runs in the arsenal. Keep listening, man. Stay tuned. LushRadioOnline.com. Go check it.
Definitely.
Thanks, Lush. Thank you, Lush.
You know what? I'm going to fight you. I'm coming to Jersey. Yo. Yo, why that little B? What you thought about that, man?
Yo, that's real rapping 101 for y'all, all y'all artists out here who don't know how to rhyme and flow on beats and have a delivery. That's 101 for you right there. A hot song.
Definitely. I'm waiting for this file to get flown in by the wonderful and beautiful and handsome king, DJ Bedtime.
Yo, I sent
it. That
Mad Cobra is already dead. Show me he's delivered, man. Word up. When it comes down to that, we don't play games, baby. Word.
I know it's going to come right in here in my inbox. But like I said, you know what time it is. You know, we wait for this at the end of the show. I'm going to have that song playing for y'all at the end. My thing is like this, y'all. There's some messed up things out here, man. And sometimes we just got to tell people to get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? So, definitely, it seems like there's a storm brewing in New York right now. That storm need to get the fuck out of here because I got to get to Brooklyn. For real. You know what I mean? Shit. That shit is crazy. But, you know, you got the honors right now, DJ Bedtime. You got something to say, get the fuck out of here, bro? Get them.
Get the fuck out of here with this unprotected sex, man. Word up. Serious dialect, as I like to call it. You know what I mean? It's nothing cute about catching the STD. There's nothing cute about teenage pregnancy. You know what I'm saying? And any STD out there, nothing is cute about it. Joints that's curable, joints that's uncurable. These commercials, do not be fooled by them, man. They trying to make it or dress it up to the point where it's okay that if you do catch something, you take a couple of pills or some cream and you good money. There's nothing cute about it, so that's my get the fuck out of here. And it's been that way even before I logged on and started working with the whole Strap for Life Foundation. Not that it hits close to home or anything, but in a sense it does because I'm a young man myself. I'm only 31 this year, and a lot of people, especially in my community, Mount Vernon, New York, is one of the highest rated cities, towns, however you want to place it, in New York with that HIV AIDS rate, man. So, you know, this is becoming ridiculous, man. How many people got to die? How many individuals got to become sick? How much health care we got to waste on this bullshit? You know what I mean? A lot of money could be put towards other things like education and so forth and so on, man. So that's my get the fuck out of here. Unprotected sex, man. If y'all scared to buy condoms, hit me on my Twitter. I have strap condoms. Send y'all some shit, man. Word up.
Definitely. That's the truth. Make sure you strap up. Guru, what should get the fuck out of here about, yo?
I gotta keep it for the community today. So, let me just tell you, get the fuck out of here Friday. If you didn't hear, my man, put it down for the whole NY, for the whole New Jersey. Stand up against STDs. Take a stand. Protect yourself. Learn what it means to take matters into your own hands. Females, take matters into your own hands. Brothers, don't go to the girl house and gotta go get the condom. Come with the condoms. Come to the house with the condoms. You young cats out here, you need $3 to buy a pack of magnums. It's that simple. It's just that simple. Now you can go to strap condoms, like my man just said, DJ Tom. We're going to Twitter the website. Get the fuck out of here if you don't click on the website. Definitely coming with it. This is a community service. We definitely want to stand up for the community. We get people asking us in the chat rooms all the time, what are you doing for the community? Right now, Lush Radio Online, the DJ Bedtime 357 is supporting the community against STDs, against AIDS, against whack sex. It's all about safe sex, man. Get with the one you love. Talk to them. Talk to your kids. If you don't talk to your kids about safe sex tonight, get the fuck out of here. Goodbye.
Wow. My dad, Lil B, man. We should get the fuck out of here, man.
Yo, my get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of PR. Yo, I just want to say for all those who don't actually just cherish life, man. If you don't cherish life, like, you know what I'm saying, I heard it a couple times on the segment today. If you ain't found your it, you know what I'm saying, you don't know what your itch is in life, you know what I'm saying, so you're a copycat. You know, every day you just wake up, life is a joke to you. You know, niggas can't die, you know, that's how you feel. RIP for my mom, you know what I'm saying, I lost my mom last weekend. So I just want to say everybody, you know, get the fuck out of here if you don't believe in life, man. If you ain't living your life to the fullest, and at the end of the day when you wake up and you still ain't got shit, and you're doing the same shit you was doing a decade ago, need to get the fuck out of here. Start living life.
Yo, rest in paradise to your moms too, man. Stay strong, homie. Word up.
Oh, good luck. Good luck. Good luck. I'm holding on. I'm good.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely rest in peace to your mom and everybody that lost a loved one. Rest in peace to Bad T's aunt. He just passed through also. Out there.
Lush, you kind of low over there, Lush. You got your bedroom voice on.
Can you hear me now?
There we go.
Can you hear me now? Okay, that's right. That's why I got you, King.
Stop trying to whisper sweet nothings in our ear over here, baby.
I'm trying not to, but you know, when bedtime coming, you know that's all you can do. Definitely, but like I said, rest in peace to Bad C's aunt that passed not too long ago. Rest in peace to everybody that lost a loved one or a homie, you know, out there, you know, whether it's the game, whether it's the streets, or maybe it's just old age. You know what I'm saying? Cherish your life. My get the fuck out of here is, like, real talk. For y'all guys and y'all females that don't take care of your kids, because the children are our future. If you don't take care of your children or you don't take care of your community, I really got to say get the fuck out of here, seriously. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your community. Take care of your kids. Do what you got to do. You know what I mean? Don't always take that man over your child. How your man eating steaks and your child eating oodles and noodles and peanut butter and jelly? I got a problem with that. Get the fuck out of here.
You need to kill yourself if you're doing that.
Yeah, that's not what's up.
You know?
Just shit, let me throw you the rope and kick the chair from under you. Kill yourself.
Shout out to all that, and make sure you log on to www.strappedcondoms.com, www.strappedcondoms.com. Make sure you let them know that you heard it on Lush Radio Online, and we heard it from DJ Bedtime. He informed us about that, all right, people? Make sure you log on. And keep it funky and sexy. I'm sorry, guys, but, like, it's storming like crazy over here in New York in the Bronx. I don't know where this rain came from. I got to eat.
Let me get a note.
Real, it's crazy right now. DJ Bedtime, you got any final thoughts for the people, like any kind of advice for the youth or anything like that, fam?
Man, advice, man, the best advice I can give to anybody, youth or older people, man, if you believe in yourself and whatever it is that you're doing, that's all the motivation you need. You don't need the cheerleaders behind you. You don't need your block saying you're the hottest shit. You don't need your church telling you you're going to be the next big thing. Just believe in yourself. A lot of individuals don't have self-motivation, man. They rely on a lot of other people to be the catalyst to help them keep persisting with whatever persisting on with whatever they're doing. If you have self-motivation, that's all you need, man. Word up. A lot of people lack that. So that's the best advice I could pass on to anybody, young or old, man. And that's some serious dialect right there. Word.
Yeah, I really think that DJ Bedtime dropped a lot of good jewels tonight. So if you guys didn't listen to it, don't be, you know, scared or angry about that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we do archive the show, so you can't listen to it. We got reruns. You know what I'm saying? Log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/radioonline and check out Elkie the Stallion, also DJ Bedtime live on a show. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Comment on it. Or go to www.lushradioonline.com and click on Listen to Lush Radio. And you can definitely check that out also. I want to thank all our sponsors, everybody that came through to check out the show and everything like that. And I hope it stopped raining, man. I swear to God. Give everybody your Twitter and your email again, DJ Bedtime.
My Twitter is DJBedtime357. That's Bedtime with a Y. The number's 357. The Facebook is DJBedtime357. The Reverb Nation is DJBedtime357. The Twitter, like I said, DJBedtime357. If y'all want to email music to me, please, please only send two tracks. It's you plus a million other artists that are sending me music, so I can't afford to be sitting and listening through five or six different joints. Like my man Guru said, don't have one hot joint and the other seven joints are basura. We don't want that. So please just send me two joints and make sure they're clean radio edits. When I say clean, that means no cursing and the N-word is not permitted. No cursing and the N-word is not permitted, man. I have people's grandmoms tuned in from time to time to hear their grandson or their granddaughter on Hate Money Radio. So we don't allow the cursing, okay?
So y'all heard that. Make sure that all of it is radio edited when you send it in to him. Make sure you respect the rules. Also on top of that, shout out to Coast DJs. They got their event going down August 27th to the 29th. Lush Radio is looking for two interns to go down to Miami. We got VIP passes, so if you're interested, hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Also, on top of that, IDJ Radio is doing, IDJ Trade, OG Crazy Eddie, is doing an event August 8th to 11th. Want more information, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. They're going to have DJ Red Alert, mad people in the industry out there. It's a big networking event. They also going to have a women's empowerment group out there. Also, on top of that, Pass the Torch, the showcase is going down this Monday with Torch from Triple C's, part of Maybach Music Movement. Shout out to them. They show us mad love. Also, shout out to all the DJs. Respect your DJ, man, and pay your DJs, man. Stop having y'all DJs over there. Y'all know y'all made money and y'all ain't paying y'all DJs, man. Pay your DJs, man. That's all I can say. For real. Stop throwing the vest and stop not paying your DJs, man. Come on, man. We don't do minimum wage out here. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. For real. But I really got to get out of here because my throat hurts.
You still ain't get that check?
I still ain't get it. You must have sent it to the wrong email, babe.
Man, hold on. Let me go in here real quick. While we doing that, can I throw some last-minute shout-outs to make sure everybody's covered across the board, man.
Throw your last minute shout outs in, baby.
Big, big shout out to my management, Khadija. Oh, it did bounce back. It's telling me delivery failed. It's CEO Lush, CEOLUSH. on radio, RADIOONLINE at Gmail. I put gmail.vaughn. I'm bugging.
Oh, my
Word.
God.
Type it too fast, man. But shout out to my management, Khadijah, the whole Forever Music Management side of things, all my Bum Squad DJs, all my PFR boys, the whole real ATM Money Mafia, Jägermeister, the number one shot drink in the world, Strap for Life Foundation, the whole Strap condom side of things, each and every official hater that rides out short school bus style with me Monday through Friday on 1.FM, I definitely appreciate the hate. Frida Queen of NY, Remy Ma, we still riding. It's loyalty, never love. And Lush, greatly appreciate what you've done tonight by extending the invite for me to come on this show and spread my form of hate. Y'all might call it love, but my form of hate. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for y'all. Anything y'all need, it's nothing. Just reach out to the kid and I'll make it happen as long as I could. You know what I'm saying? Word.
Oh,
and that track is dead now. Word up.
See, you was about to blame me, too. You was about to blame me for that.
Yeah, pardon me. I type like 85, 90 words a minute. You know what I'm saying? So I was typing too fast and trying to talk to you. But I put .vom, D-O-M. That's Buck Durr. Word.
I got it now. All
right, cool.
I got it.
Word. And do remember, all y'all listeners out there, do remember that Definition of Sex Part 10 hosted by Kimmy Cupcakes. It's called Mind State Sex. Mind, M-I-N-E, State Sex is available now. Go to coasttocoastmixtape.com. Go to thatpiff.com. Check for it in your local bodegas. Once again, shout out to my distribution, my man Remo the Rap Star, the whole All City Distro, Ebb, what it is, man. We here, B. Greatly appreciate everybody tuning in, checking out the OG of Hate, the Internet Gangster. DJ Bedtime 357, man.
Hmm.
Word.
You still young to be called the OG, though. You still kind of young.
You know why I say the OG? Because I pretty much, and this is me speaking, you could say cocky if you want to, overconfident, however you want to put it, man, but this is, I originated this whole online radio thing where it goes totally underground music, man. I don't play any mainstream music for the past 7 to 8 years on my radio program, and it's been that way when it was only one listener to where it's millions of listeners now, man. So that's why, and you said, you know, OG is the originator. You know what I mean? So I placed that stamp on myself. And
okay,
anybody
OG
that could test it, tell them come fool with your boy. Word.
Okay, OG.
Call me. I'll be a baby gangster for you. I'll be the baby gangster on your show. I'm the baby gangster. No OG of hate. Baby gangster hate. BG of hate. All right?
We lowering the song up, and we're going to have your song for you and everything like that. Also, make sure you guys go and vote for my boy, DJ Bedtime, on Underground Music Awards.
Nah. Pump your brakes. Pump your brakes. I do appreciate that plug, though. But anybody listening right now and who will go on the Underground and Music Awards.com and vote for Underground Radio Show of the Year, vote for any other show but mine, man. I do what I do not to gain recognition or to get accolades for what I'm doing. Props to the whole Underground Music Awards. I appreciate everything that they do for all of the individuals involved, because that is a great platform to promote and gain acknowledgement for different individuals in the music business doing what they're doing. But there's no need to go ahead and vote for my show. We get the respect and the love that we deserve and need from the masses. So there's no reason for us to go up there and have to receive an award just to document that, look, there's yet another person that is appreciating what we do. We know the Underground Music Awards respect us for the service that we provide to the underground. So go ahead and give somebody else the opportunity. A lot of those other shows that are up against Hate Money Radio are very well deserving of the award, and I'm going to attend anyway, you know what I mean, just because I support the underground, no strings attached. So do me the favor. This is a request from Bedtime himself. Vote for any other show but Hate Money Radio up there. Word.
Wow. Y'all can vote for best artist, best group, and radio. And I see my fam is up there too. The round table, they also got nominated. So shout out to them. I love Maya the B. She's such a sweetheart. We had
shout
her on
out
the
to
show
Maya.
Also.
I remember when she first started doing radio, man. Word. Shout out to Maya, Light, and Lenny S.
Yeah. Shout out to all of them. They definitely mesh together. They got a great show going on, and I definitely love them to death. So shout out
you
to
wanna
them
hear something funny, Lush?
Yeah.
I was the first DJ to start DJing for the round table.
For real?
The very first DJ. When they first started and they were recording out of the Bronx, New York at the Matrix Studios. Oh yeah, shout out to my man DWI also, the whole Matrix Studios fam. I was the first DJ to ever start rocking with the whole round table situation. Word. So
wow.
Shout out to them for that too.
Yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to, you know, everybody out there that's doing their thing. Shout out to the Underground Music Awards. Shout out to all the awards that's going on. This summer is definitely popping. I know people getting crazy work this summer. Summer's been crazy. I think I haven't got real sleep yet since I've been up in New York. I haven't got sleep yet. And I still got to go back to the DMV again. This is crazy.
You planned it that way, though. So it's going accordingly. You planned it just that way. That's how you wanted it. If it was any other way, you wouldn't have it that way. Word.
Oh, man. DJ Bedtime, can we get a quick shout-out? You know what I'm saying? This is DJ Bedtime, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. Can we get that real quick? DJ Bedtime.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw a twist in it just because you asked me. Word.
Ooh.
Let me know when you're ready, and I'm on deck like a ship captain.
You ready? Go ahead, baby.
What's popular, world? This the baby gangster hate. Mr. I am the underground. DJ Bedtime 357. Remy Ma's official and loyal DJ. And right now, at every trip, I'm rocking short school bus style right here on Lush Radio Online with my homegirl, Lush. Y'all already know what time it is, man. Let's increase the hate, y'all. Let's do it.
That's what it is. I love DJ Bedtime. I want everybody to go out and support him. Support him on his Twitter. Everything that he got going on, please support him. And, you know, all I can say is that it's a blessing and an honor to have you on the show, DJ Bedtime. You are a very humble, good guy. And I enjoy having you on the show. And I would love to have you on anytime you want.
I greatly appreciate that. And next time you in New York, let me know so we can line it up and you can come be a guest on my show. And then we increase the hate for real. Word up.
Well, listen, okay, I am leaving on Sunday. I'm here and I'm going to leave on Sunday. I'm coming back to New York on Tuesday. I'll be here for the rest of the week. I'm trying
Wednesday
to end
night.
Out.
What's up? Wednesday night.
Wednesday night? I'm gonna have to cancel. I'll cancel my show to come to your joint. That's how much I love you. I'll cancel my show to come to you.
What time your show rock on Wednesday?
On Wednesday is from 6 to 8. But I cancel my show.
Nah. Look, you good? We 10 to 12. 10 to 12, and we right there in the BX. Word.
Oh, for real? So you be close to me?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually my crib is off of Diane 233rd, the last 5 stop. So the studio is right up the block. Word.
I was just up there by Dia and Boston Road yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. The studio is right up the block, man. Right on Boston between Fish and Seymour.
Okay,
so we all right here.
Well, I'm gonna have to call you on the flip side and see what's popping, man.
Let's do it. I threw the invite out there on air so they can't say I fronted. You know what I mean? So if you don't see. Well, I say see in here because we have live video feed for the radio show, too. So if you don't see or hear Lush on my show this Wednesday, it's because something Lush did, not Bedtime.
Oh. He put it on me now. I will find my way, and I will come out there to the studio because we got to make that happen.
And Lush, I hope you 21 and over because do remember at the beginning of the show I said I'm dedicated to music and safe sex, not underage drinking. So every radio show that we do, we are accompanied by JC Appleconiac and Jägermeister running crazy through the studio. So come up there with your mind right and bring a designated driver.
Oh, word, it's going like that. I'm getting twisted. I'm a lush and I'm online. Yo.
Oh, man, but not good looking on your part, though. I have fun chopping it up with you. Shout out to Guru and homie from Ohio. I forgot homie's name. But shout out to everybody that was holding me down tonight. I definitely appreciate that kind of hate, man. Word.
We gotta work on getting Elkie on your show, too. We got to definitely get her on there, too.
Oh, man, I'm about to make the call behind the scenes and set that up ASAP, man. Word.
Definitely.
Think
shout
I
got to
call Slay personally and be like, yo, big homie, I need that link, man.
Nah, we got the direct link for you, baby. Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying?
All right, that's what it is.
We're going to get it cracking. And shout out to everybody out here. This is a personal request from the king himself, Baby Gangsta, DJ Bedtime. We going to play the song, Flex.
Strap condoms, y'all. Strap for Life Foundation. It's
definitely cute. Man.
It's sexy. It's acceptable to walk around with condoms on you. Don't be bashful about it, man. Go protect yourself, man. This unprotected sex thing is not cute at all, man. Word up. Mad Cobra, Flex. Let's do it, Lux.
That's what it is, Flex. We out of here. Lux Radio. Peace.
Crying morning. Just can't wait till morning.
Waiting too long. Finally, you come along. Baby love, explain yourself, baby girl. Lead out.
Come on, Macabre.
Next time, we can on the wall 7 days so we can leave your body next to mine. Can't keep no feet.